News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal appeals court has upheld a judge's decision to order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials in the case of a mistakenly deported man.
A three-judge panel from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said it's shocking that the administration claims it can't do anything to free Kilmar Abrego Garcia from an El Salvador prison and return him to the U.S. The federal appeals panel raised serious questions about efforts to stash away residents in foreign prisons without due process. It also warned of the dangers of an escalating conflict between the judiciary and executive branches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After being rebuffed more than once, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen did get part of what he wanted during his trip to El Salvador. He has met with Abrego Garcia, a Salvadoran man who is living illegally in the U.S., now imprisoned in El Salvador. Police in Maryland determined that Abrego Garcia is an MS-13 gang member. And Salvadoran President Bukele says he will not be released, even though Van Hollen had hoped to bring him back to Maryland. Memorials of candles and flowers dot the Florida State University Tallahassee campus following yesterday's shooting that killed two people, wounded at least a half dozen others. President Trump asked about gun control legislation.
Look, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do.
Police say the suspect is a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy. Officers shot and wounded the gunman, believed to be an FSU student. Luigi Mangione has been indicted on federal charges, including murder, in the shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old, who has pleaded not guilty, is expected in court later today in New York City. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Friday morning. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
In Baltimore, Kirk Avenue remains closed between East 25th Street and Exeter Hall Avenue because of a broken water main. Westbound 100 slow from Quarterfield Road to I-97. On Route 32, 32 northbound is closed between Burnt Woods Road and Frederick Road because of a crash there. And there's a crash on I-70 westbound at Route 27 Ridge Road, but no lane information just yet. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend. 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now it's at 36 degrees in Pikesville, downtown Baltimore. It's, 11 degrees warmer at 47 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. Abrego Garcia has been held in an El Salvadorian prison after he was taken into custody in Beltsville and deported last month despite a, quote, withholding of removal protection order that he received in 2019. Senator Van Hollen has posted a message on social media saying the main goal of his trip to El Salvador was to meet with Garcia, and he has had that chance. Van Hollen says he called Garcia's wife to pass along his message of love, and he looks forward to providing a full update upon his return. One person hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a fire broke out in his Sparrows Point home on Thursday evening. Baltimore County firefighters responded to the home in the 8900 block of Miller's Island Road. Shortly after 6 p.m., they were able to rescue a person who was trapped in the home. Victim was taken to a hospital. Cause of the fire remains under investigation. The state fire marshal's office says human remains were found in a home that caught on fire in Cecil County. The Cecilland Volunteer Fire Company and neighboring firefighters responded to Kent Road in Earlville late Wednesday. They found the person's body inside the mobile home. The person's body was taken to the chief medical examiner, who will determine the cause of death. Investigators say the fire originated in the home, but the cause remains under investigation. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 646. Your pick 4, 3705. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Orioles manager Brandon Hyde doing his part last night to get that first series win, moving some pieces around in the Orioles lineup.
Gunnar Henderson moved down to the two spot today. Well, Brandon Hyde wanted to give Gunnar Henderson a little bit of a breather off the start, chance to watch a few pitches.
Ball slash left center field. There is your first home run.
Not a big yet.
That was all it took, huh? You dropped the guy one spot in the lineup. You're a genius.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The first inning shot by Henderson starts a three-homer barrage. And finally, 18 games into the season, the Birds have won two in a row, and they get their first series win of the year, 6-2 over the Guardians. It was Mullins leading off last night. Henderson was batting second. Caps on the ice last night in Pittsburgh to close out the regular season.
Dubois drops it off. Here is Strome.
No stick for Poulin.
Slicing through. Poulin got it. Ovechkin scores! On the power play. 897.
Call courtesy of the NHL on ESPN, a power play goal indeed. 44 to close the season for the 39-year-old, 897 for the career. As you heard, Caps fall 5-2 to the Pens. Coming up in 30 minutes, the news, though, just got grimmer for Grayson Rodriguez. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Top of the
good morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Friday, Good Friday, April 18, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up in this hour, Senator Bill Ferguson is being accused of a solar grift. And pundits reacting to the Kilmer Abrego Garcia case. But our top story, of course, focuses on that. Senator Van Hollen now says he met with the MS-13 Maryland man. After he said he was denied, all of a sudden he now had a visit. And from the picture that I saw, Bruce, Chris Van Hollen looks like he was...
having a mojito.
Yeah, he was. They had margaritas, and he was gazing lovingly in his eyes.
Oh, man,
obviously, now, of course, this is the accused wife beater, sex trafficker, MS-13 gang banger. Interestingly enough, of course, I'm wondering why the change of heart. He didn't get to go to the prison that he wanted to go to, so they met at another location after he met with
a local cantina.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Had a romantic evening together.
Had some chips and some salsa and some margaritas, apparently. It's interesting, Bukele, the El Salvadoran president, after seeing the photograph, had some interesting things to say. We're going to get into the latest paperwork coming out of Tennessee on exactly what he was pulled over for and what he was suspected of doing. But El Salvador President Bukele posted images of this meeting on X just minutes before Van Hollen shared his post, saying that Kilmer Abrego Garcia miraculously risen from the death camps and torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. And now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Because he is a Salvadoran national. He's not a American citizen. He was not in this country legally. And he has been confirmed as a gangbanger with MS-13. Number police. Let's see, we've got ICE.
Two different judges.
We've had also an appeals judge. I'll say that. But I'm looking at all these, Senator Van Hollen. Baltimore City Councilmember Odette Ramos told the Banner last night she cried when she saw the photo of Van Hollen. I wonder if she cried about Rachel Morin or Kayla Hamilton. Ramos's colleague, Councilmember Mark Parker, said Kilmer belongs in Maryland. Kilmer belongs with his family. That's because they want Kilmer to kill more and his ilk. Angela Alsobrooks said this is what leadership looks like. She's proud of her partner.
Okay, then.
Governor Moore also threw out a video praising Senator Van Hollen. Now we hear that Spartacus may be on his way to consider El Salvador. Again, as I said yesterday, these are all photo ops. There was no way that the MS-13 Maryland man was going to be let back into this country by El Salvador. Just wasn't going to happen, and they know it. I find it interesting that he initially goes out and says he was denied access. They wouldn't let him in. And then all of a sudden, a luncheon meeting was arranged with chips and salsa and margaritas. Go figure. All right, we got more on this coming up. By the way, an appeals court has denied the Trump administration efforts to block his return. So this one might be heading to the Supreme Court as well as other immigration cases.
Marvy. 613 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBO. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
It's A.J. Donovan.
Oh, I'm sorry. A.J., good morning, buddy.
Starting off on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound in Laurel, the BW Parkway is closed at 197 because of a serious crash there, jammed up from 198. You'll probably want to get off at 198, head over to 95, and that's clear, headed southbound. Kirk Avenue in Baltimore is still closed from 25th Street to Exeter Hall Avenue because of a water main break there, and Route 32 northbound is closed between Burnt Woods Road and Frederick Road because of a serious crash there. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for this Good Friday. Mixture of sun and clouds today. Dry, 76 tomorrow. Cloudy, still dry. And the high could reach 86 with a chance of a passing shower. Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy but dry. A little cooler, 74 the expected high. And right now, 41 mostly clear in Columbia, 39 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. And here we go. A version of the revolutionary weight loss drug Ozempic will soon be available in pill form, Bruce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if those... That's good news, really, when you think about it, because some of the people who don't like swallowing pills, I'm just worried they were able to swallow cheeseburgers, but maybe not the pills. Homeless man in California won $1 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. Bad news is he'll only take home $667,000.
Ah, poor guy.
But the good news is he can't take the home office deduction now.
Yeah, that's right. The home office deduction. He's homeless, Sean. That's cruel.
Well, he'll be able to buy a home with his $667,000. New study claims that binge drinking gender gap has been reversed. Young women are now binge drinking more often than young men. So this is a great week for women. Banner week. Monday's all fake all-women space flight. And this news about stumbling drunkenness.
The crew.
Yeah.
I'm still short on that one.
Yeah.
The crew.
Sean Duffy's weighed in. We'll tell you what he had to say about that in just a second. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell has pleaded with the judge. He's in financial ruin. Cannot pay $50,000 in sanctions he's been ordered to pay to Smartmatic voting systems. The judge wasn't sympathetic at all. He says, look, you made your bed and your pillow.
Yeah, now you got to see them both.
Right. Haley Joel Osment, who starred in The Sixth Sense as a young boy, was arrested at a California ski resort for alleged public intoxication. Police reported him saying, I see drunk people. Just saying. A judge has ruled that Google holds an illegal monopoly on online digital advertising technology. He researched his decision by looking that up on Bing. Just to prove a point. Who knows? Yeah, that's going to be an interesting case, finally, when that gets... But you talked about the crew, the astronauts, yes. And they're getting a bunch of pushback. Because remember, there was a photograph of the capsule door opening the inside, which it does not... You have to open it from the outside. Yeah. And so there's a lot of people saying this whole thing was, a ride. By the end of the day, Sean Duffy, because you got all these people calling in the media, calling them astronauts. They are not.
They never quite made it out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, they're not astronauts. Sean Duffy set the record straight, the transportation secretary. The U.S. commercial space industry is an inspiring project which showcases American ingenuity and exceptionalism. But the last FAA guidelines under the Commercial Space Astronaut Wings program were clear. Crew members who travel into space must have demonstrated activities during flight that were essential to public safety or contributed to human space flight safety.
You're telling me that Katy Perry doesn't do that every single day just by existing?
The crew who flew to space this week on an automated flight by Blue Origin were brave and glam.
Yeah.
But you cannot identify as an astronaut rather. They do not meet the FAA astronaut criteria.
They weren't astronaut. They weren't crew. They were passengers. Look, it's a great ride. If somebody offered that to me, I'd say, oh, yeah, I think we've done things.
Now, the whole meeting was focused on this, right?
Yeah.
On this Blue Origin. By the way, I looked it up. You know what the cost to get on that Blue Origin?
What?
It's like $1 million.
Wow.
And they want a deposit of $150,000 just to sign up. I went on their website earlier this morning. But they missed the biggest space and or technology news of the week. The Blue Origin thing was nothing more than a stunt, a publicity stunt.
Sure.
This is really interesting. Remember in the past, President Trump has said that we have stuff in the government that the public's not aware of, the capabilities that we're not aware of that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, this was a somewhat cryptic statement by the White House technology chief, Michael Kratsios. He claims that the United States has cutting-edge technology capable of manipulating time and space.
We seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
What is he talking about here? I mean,
time and space.
Manipulate time and space. Is that a time machine? Is it? What is he talking about here?
Maybe it's a matter of simply heating and cooling, so it'd be a space heater. Space heater.
We didn't get any specifics because obviously this is highly classified. I don't know if this is the latest DARPA project, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is part of the Pentagon. Don't know if that's what this is. I do know people that work in DARPA. They're being mum about this right now. But just last week, Trump told reporters, quote, "We have weaponry that nobody has any idea what it is. And it is the most powerful in the world, not even close," end of quote. He stopped short of elaborating. So he made that last week. Mm-hmm. Then we have these remarks that we have the capability of manipulating time and space. Interesting.
Yeah. By the way, the sequel of the sequel of Independence Day will be coming out soon, where they manipulate time and space. And again, by good fortune, the aliens are all using Microsoft OS.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we can get into their computers and screw them.
We'll always find a way, won't we? All right, 620. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, we'll take a look at MS-13 Maryland manned. There are new reports of his MS-13 activity. We'll share those with you here in just a second on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
By the way, I understand we just have about 10 tickets left for the Pints in Politics inaugural event. That'll be next Wednesday night, Michael's Cafe, 5 to 7 p.m. with yours truly. Delegate Nino Mangione will be there. Nino was sitting in for you for the last couple of mornings. So here's what you do. Go to WCBM.com and sign up. Make sure you get access before it sells out. I suspect it'll sell out by later today, but just wanted to give you that cautionary. Sign up now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coming up, by the way, later on this hour, a great conversation. Julie Roginski, who's a Democrat strategist, has a lot of sympathy for poor Mr. Garcia, the quote, Maryland man, who was never a Maryland man, who's an El Salvador man, now that he's back in his home country. A little bit of pushback on what she had to say from Scott Jennings. That's coming up there on the corner right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now is 623. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's A.J. Donovan.
In Baltimore, Kirk Avenue remains closed between 25th Street and Exeter Hall Avenue because of a water main break there. Southbound on the BW Parkway, that remains closed at 197. Traffic is jammed up from 198. You want to get off and use 95 southbound as an alternate route. That is wide open. As you head on I-70 westbound at Route 27 Ridge Road, they've got an accident working there. And 32 northbound is jammed up from Burntwoods Road to Frederick Road. An accident there had the roadway closed. Now they have the left lane open. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the channel forecast for your big Easter weekend today, it's going to be sunny and partly sunny and dry, 76 on your Good Friday. Tomorrow, cloudy, dry, and 86 with a chance of passing shower. Easter Sunday, it'll be cooler, but cloudy and dry. 74, the expected high. Right now, it's mostly clear, 40 in Pikesville and 42 in the city. So, just yesterday, Senator Van Hollow announcing that he had met successfully now with the MS-13 Maryland man. And he said, quote, "I said my main goal of this trip was to meet with Kilmar. Tonight, I had that chance. I have called his wife, Jennifer," that's Jennifer Vasquez Sura, "to pass along his message of love. I look forward to providing a full update upon my return." Let's take a look at the message of love that Jennifer had for Kilmar in swearing out a domestic abuse complaint, a domestic violence complaint. She wrote on the petition for a peace order or a protective order that Kilmar, the baby started to cry because he was putting pressure on him. The baby! My immediate reaction was to push him off of us, and then he punched, scratched me on my left eye, leaving me bleeding. Later that day, he started yelling again, and to the point that he ripped my shirts off, and then I ran to the bathroom. He ran in behind me, grabbed me by the arm. I still have marks on my left arm as well. And then later on in that very same day, she goes, at this point, I am afraid to be close to him. I have multiple photos and videos of how violent he can be and all the bruises he has left on me. That's the message of love, folks, that Senator Van Hollen wants to share with Jennifer.
Well, thank heavens he was able to get down on his own frequent flyer miles, I'm sure, to El Salvador to visit.
And the taxpayers foot the bill for that one.
Oh, really? Well, yep. Shocker.
Yeah. By the way, we've now learned that he had a street rank and a street name in MS-13.
No.
New York Post is reporting that his street rank was Chiqueo, and his street name was Chele, with MS-13. Might I point out, do you know how you're initiated into MS-13?
No, I do not.
You must murder. You must kill. That's the first thing in their slogan. Kill, rape, control. And in order to be initiated into the gang, you must kill. Otherwise, you don't get in. So I just want to point that out. The media has completely missed that point. And then we find out...
the detail.
The Tennessee Star learned this week that Garcia was deported, of course, to El Salvador because he was here illegally. He might have been engaged in human trafficking. A Tennessee Highway Patrol officer detained him December of 2022, driving without a license, and leading the THP to contact the FBI for guidance. Now, apparently, there were 8 people in the car, and 7 of those were suspected being sex trafficked or human trafficked from Tennessee to Maryland. So when the alert...
he was bringing in sex workers.
Yeah, the alert... Tennessee Highway Patrol officer, career decorated officer, contacted the FBI, Christopher Ray, director at the time. The FBI told him, just take their photographs and send them to us, and we'll worry about it later.
Great.
That's the Biden FBI, folks. And so just more and more. And by the way, they also ran his name, and it showed up on a terrorist watch list. And so, again, terrorist watch list, MS-13. And the Biden FBI says, let him go.
What I think kind of irks him about this whole thing is they keep saying, well, show us the evidence. He's been before 2 judges. Both of those judges said he's a member of MS-13. MS-13 is categorized as a foreign terrorist organization. Connect the dots. How much more evidence do you need?
And then there's Harford County grandmother and mother of Rachel Morin, Patty Morin, who still wants to know why.
Why does that person have more right than I do, or my daughter, or my grandchildren?
Why? That's a great question. Why? Because Democrats need the votes. They're hemorrhaging in many categories, and they need even the illegal aliens, even the MS-13ers, here to vote for Democrats. And Senator Van Hollen was called out by Patty Morin.
To have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledge my daughter and the brutal death that she endured, leaving her 5 children without a mother and now a grandbaby without a grandmother, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen.
Yep, tells you about all the priorities of Van Hollen and the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Couldn't even reach out to Patty Morin. Couldn't even reach out.
Or Tammy Noble, the mother of Kayla Hamilton.
Right. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this. You're able to find your dream home right now and have an interest rate in the mid-fours. Would you go for it? Would you sell your current home? If you said yes for your dream home, listen to me. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're ever going to make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. Many Maryland home sellers are having issues selling their home with Vinny Steele's certified pre-owned home program. You have the access to the tools you need to ensure that your home is the very best on the market. Vinny is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Called the only agent I would trust to sell my home, Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
More reaction from pundits on the Garcia case coming up next, 6:30 time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, as we've noted, has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. Abrego Garcia had been held in an El Salvadorian prison after he was taken into custody in Beltsville, deported last month, despite a, quote, withholding of removal protection order that he received in 2019. Senator Van Hollen has posted a message on social media saying the main goal of his trip to El Salvador was to meet with Abrego Garcia, and he has had that chance. One person hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a fire broke out in a Sparrows Point home Thursday evening. Baltimore County firefighters responded to the home in the 8900 block of Middles Island Road shortly after 6 p.m. They were able to rescue a person who was trapped inside the home. The victim was taken to a hospital. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. State Fire Marshal's Office says human remains were found in a home that caught fire in Cecil County. The Cecilton Volunteer Fire Company and neighboring firefighters responded to Kent Road in Earlsville late Wednesday. They found the person's body inside the mobile home. The person's body taken to the chief medical examiner who will determine the cause of death. Investigators say the fire originated in the home, but the cause remains under investigation. Baltimore County Police investigating their theft by deception allegedly carried out by Loving Care Pet Crematoriums in Catonsville. Police began their investigation after receiving complaints about the improper disposal of animal remains. Investigators carried out a search warrant at the owner's home in West Baltimore. They say they found a hearse packed with dozens of animal bodies. Investigators say they also found a bag of concrete. They're trying to determine if the company that gave the pet owners instead of ashes. Anyone who used Loving Care Pet Funeral and Cremation Services is asked to please call police. 6:32 on WCBM next. And WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
6:33, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 646, pick 4, 3705. And now, A.J. Donovan, traffic and weather on the threes.
Everything running smoothly in the Baltimore area for the most part. However, Kirk Avenue is closed in both directions between East 25th Street and Exeter Hall Avenue because of a water main break. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that jams up at 198 because at 197, the roadway is closed because of an accident. And as you head on Route 32 northbound at Burntwoods Road, an accident there has all but the left lane closed. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Birds broke out the power bats last night once again at Camden Yards to the tune of three big flies, the biggest of which occurred in the bottom of the third.
Last time up.
First pitch swinging. High drive to center. Ryan likes the look of it. Thomas will watch it go. Ryan O'Hearn for the second straight night. A first pitch three-run home run. And the Orioles are back on top.
Kevin Brown with the call, Ryan O'Hearn with the Earl Weaver special. Gunner hit his first of the season, and Heston Kerstad hit his second as the Birds roll 6-2, winning 2 of 3 for the first time and grabbing their first series win. In the postgame, here's O'Hearn.
First series win is a big deal, and I think we're going to build off that. Another team coming in tomorrow, chance to win another series, and that's kind of how we look at it. So today was a big day.
Tomo Sugano was the beneficiary, an Orioles season-high 7 innings pitch, 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks. Here's the manager.
Has command of multiple pitches with a good split finger. Fastball's got some life to it when it's backed up behind the off-speed stuff. Got a feel for the cutter, the breaking ball, and he doesn't walk people.
But unfortunately, the biggest news came before last night's game. Manager Brandon Hyde on Grayson Rodriguez.
I was supposed to throw a side this afternoon. We scratched the side a day or two ago. He went and got imaging this morning. He woke up a few days ago with a little bit of soreness in his shoulder area. So we're in imaging this morning. The results have not come back on that yet.
Wow, the hits just keep on coming for the Oriole pitching staff. Elsewhere in the division, it was a bit odd last night that the Yankees were visitors in their home spring training ballpark. But I guess they felt right at home anyway, beating the Rays at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. 6-3 was the final. Caps on the ice last night in Pittsburgh to close out the regular season.
Dubois drops it off. Here is Strome.
No stick for Poulin.
Slicing through. Poulin got it. Ovechkin scores!
That call courtesy of the NHL on ESPN, a power play goal for Ovi. 44 to close the season for the 39-year-old, 897 on the career. Caps fall 5-2 to the Pens. They host the Canadiens Monday night at the Capital One Arena, round one of the playoffs. One of the men arrested and charged in the shooting death of a former Morgan State basketball player at a D.C. nightclub in 2023 was released into pretrial supervision this week, according to court documents. Antoine Shelton, 41, of Southeast D.C., was charged with first-degree murder while armed in the killing of 31-year-old Blake Bozeman. Bozeman played at Morgan State from 2011 to 15. His father is Todd Bozeman, Morgan State's all-time winningest coach. The time now is 6:35. When we return, more changes coming up for the Preakness.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, Bruce, welcome back. You look great, sort of.
Thanks. If it were Talk Like a Pirate Day, he'd fit right in.
Absolutely. We were just talking the other day, Sean and I, about the way sports have changed. Boxing, really, no more. Horse racing. So what's going on at the Preakness is interesting, because remember, back in the day, the infield was the place when you were a kid, right? 100,000 fans, and probably 80,000 of them were in the infield. Well, now, now they're going to be limiting the infield capacity. So, and this isn't just happening. It's been over time. But the Preakness, the way it used to be, and all these races the way it used to be, it isn't the same way anymore with all these new changes coming. And this is actually going to be the last Preakness at the Pimlico the way it is right now.
Right.
So change is on the horizon. In fact, it's not even on the horizon. It's here.
I got a sense it's moving more towards the corporate infield.
Absolutely.
Than it is the debauchery that we used to see on a regular basis.
I love debauchery.
Been on the infield like 3 or 4 times, and it is sitting there watching people in the infield is just incredible.
Well, they still have, when it becomes a corporate infield, scale, will they still have the corporate running of the Spotabots?
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have business executives in their suits, ties, and hats. Yeah,
they're calling it the unfortunate 500.
Yeah. It's good to know. Some traditions.
I wonder how many Baltimoreans are on that list.
Right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
About the same number, by the way, we're at the Colts game when the plane hit the stadium.
Yeah. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Laura Loomer on X says, incredible how Democrats will travel to El Salvador to demand the release of a member of MS-13, but they won't go to Gaza to demand Hamas release innocent American hostages.
Well played.
Democrats love criminals and terrorists. Speaks volumes. Doesn't it?
Over on Chicken Noodle News, Julie Roginski, who is a Democrat consultant, and she's one of the folks who makes money every single election cycle, no matter what happens, her candidates win or lose, that's okay, as long as the check clears. She says, you know, the Maryland man is a Maryland man, not an El Salvadoran, and how are we picking on this Maryland man the way Maryland man's being picked on?
It's not just about him. If this president and this administration can accuse somebody of being a terrorist, then accuse any one of us of being a terrorist and do with us what they will. There's due process that exists in this country for everybody. And the fact that this man received no due process, he was effectively disappeared to a foreign country, a country which he came from. He got a judge to say that he could not be rendered back.
Does he have a deportation order?
Excuse me. He could not be. Can you let me finish? He could not be rendered back to El Salvador because he was at risk of being harmed
by a rival gang.
Yeah, that's the latest word, though. Yeah. You'll be disappeared, yeah, by the Trump administration. And the talking point is going out from Jimmy Kimmel to Julie Roginski. They're all now saying that you're in the Trump administration. You could be disappeared.
Yes.
Especially if you're here illegally. Yes, that's true.
And then Roginski said, do you really believe that? Look, first of all, this guy, not that he didn't have due process. Two different judges said, you're a member of a foreign terrorist organization. Get the hell out of this country. Two judges, not one, two. So, yes, he's had due process, Julie. But Julie says, but yet after all, you can't believe that this really nice Maryland man who's from Maryland, being a Marylander, and his Maryland wife and Maryland children, that this Maryland man had anything to do with MS-13 or El Salvador at all.
That is what a federal judge
said. By who? Who was he at risk of?
Excuse me. That was what a federal judge said. He could not be deported.
He could not
be. Who could he be at risk by? I don't know.
But a rival gang.
No. Excuse me. Stop. Do you really believe that this guy's an MS-13 member? Because
I've got two heads of state telling me that they
believe.
Yeah, well, other than that, Scott, come on now. And then Jenny's said to go ahead and blend a couple of different stories together. But I think it's in an appropriate fashion. And he tied Garcia and his deportation to El Salvador to another story that's very, very current here in Maryland.
The courts have long recognized that they cannot compel the executive on foreign policy matters. That's number one. Number two, what they also believe is that politically, the American people want them to be as aggressive as possible and pull all the levers they can pull to solve a crisis that has festered for years. And, you know, that we keep calling this guy Maryland man in the press. Nobody seems to worry about the Maryland mother, Rachel Morin, who was murdered by someone that the previous administration let out of jail.
Hair on fire from the liberals on the set, by the way. Caroline Levitt said that, you know, Chris Van Hollen, just a bit of a showboat.
It's appalling and sad that Senator Van Hollen and the Democrats applauding his trip to El Salvador are incapable of having any shred of common sense or empathy for their own constituents and our citizens.
Yeah, no empathy at all, but he's glad to take the trip on taxpayer dime to go down to El Salvador and talk with the Maryland man, who's from Maryland, of course, and being only a Marylander, he's a Maryland man.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic over there on the threes. Once again, A.J. Donovan.
In Laurel, traffic all jammed up southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Jammed up from 198 to 197. The roadway is closed southbound at 197 because of a serious crash there. Northbound jams up before 197 as well. And on 95, that's jammed up from before 198 up to 216. No report of an accident, but it sure looks like one. And 32 northbound at Parliament Place. They do have the right side of the roadway blocked because of a crash. Just the left lane getting through. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be partly sunny today and a high of 76, cloudy and dry tomorrow, and a chance of a shower, 86. And then it cools down again for Easter Sunday, cloudy, dry, and 74 for your Easter Sunday. So the Easter egg hunts will be in good stead. Right now it is 39 and mostly sunny in Ellicott City, 46 in Annapolis. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
Yeah, of course, Chuck has the Good Friday off today. That's why he's not with us. But the most popular Easter candies, what do you think they are? Number one.
I think the chocolate Easter eggs, the hollow chocolate Easter eggs, you get to debate, or they eat the tail of the ears first.
Right. Reese's eggs.
Really?
Yeah, number one.
Wow.
And there's a bunch of stuff, jelly beans and Sour Patch stuff and all sorts of chocolate. There's the Cadbury eggs. There's the Mary Sue Easter eggs. My favorite was the buttercream Easter egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Peeps are at the bottom of the list. Peeps primarily
because of the wonderful flavors they have.
Probably consist of sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin, along with some preservative and food coloring as well. But as I mentioned the other day, I did see my first Dr. Pepper Peeps in the supermarket.
Oh, Pepper Peeps.
Yeah, they have cotton candy Peeps and everything else as well. But there is a site,
Health food store.
Yeah. What's that?
Health food store.
Yeah. Well, it was the candy aisle at the Giant. Finance Buzz is working on an article about Peeps marshmallow candy needs help ranking the best flavors. To help it decide, Finance Buzz wants to hire a chief Peeps officer. In that role, one lucky reader has an opportunity to make extra money, eat loads of Peeps. Here are the qualifications, Bruce. Let's see if you qualify. You must live in the United States, be at least 18, and have access to grocery and convenience stores, as locations offer different flavors. There are three requirements for each Peeps flavor selection. Photograph each product, rate its taste and cuteness, and write a brief product review. The person selected will receive $1,000 for completing the taste test, $200 for the shopping spree, and their rankings will be featured in Finance Buzz. So, your application is due by Sunday, April 20th. By the way, Easter this year is on 4/20. Just saying. That's the stoner day.
Yeah.
You know? Dave's Hot Chicken debuts new mini sliders in nearly 300 locations nationwide. I have to get me some of those because I like Dave's Hot Chicken. Chili's is clapping back at fast food prices with a buy now, pay later pop-up. So, basically, this is in New York. Kind of a neat idea. It's the three-for-me menu. It's Chili's way of offsetting the rising cost of fast food restaurants. Starting at just $10.99, and they say it's the best value in the industry. They started in back in 2022. And you can get a mixture of the new Big QP Burger. It's Chili's take on fast food style. Made two sliced American cheese, mustard, ketchup, pickles, diced onions. And actually get 85% more beef than a quarter pounder.
Wow.
With Chili's. And finally, Denny's is offering the buy one slam, get one for $1. So if you buy an original Grand Slam breakfast or an All-American Slam breakfast, you get the second one for just $1. So that's available all this weekend at your participating Denny's while they're still in business.
Yeah.
Because they file for bankruptcy.
Do we have to let Chuck know if this is on the app or not?
We'll probably let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, it's only fair.
This way he could partake of it without having to download a thing, because we know how much he loves that.
He loves apps.
All right, back to Mr. Garcia.
Caroline Levitt says, the Maryland man who was unfairly taken from his Maryland home and Maryland wife with Maryland children, it turns out that some people are contending, wow, how irrational is this, that he's not actually a Maryland man.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmer, Abrego, Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country.
And for those who think that maybe Chris Van Hollen's going to roll him up in his carry-on bag and bring him back in and settle him back in, you know, maybe in the middle of Ruxton somewhere, Levitt says, no worries.
If he ever ends up back in the United States, he would immediately be deported again. Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Yeah, and it's not, by the way, just Carolyn Leavitt. This is coming rather routinely from other members of the administration, including the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, who says, this guy, he's not coming back. He's never going to be here in the U.S. again. He's gone. Move on.
He is not coming back to our country. President Bukele said he was not sending him back. That's the end of the story. If he wanted to send him back, we would give him a plane ride back. There was no situation ever where he was going to stay in this country. None. None. He would have come back, had one extra step of paperwork, and gone back again.
Yeah, period.
Yeah. Well, not only was he a Maryland man, we draw a question of whether he was a Maryland father as well, or even of a father,
yeah.
Because there was a custody dispute with Jennifer Vasquez Sura's children and this Edward Trejo Ramos. Mm. That was their court documents claiming that he wanted custody of these children. So we're not even sure that he is the true father. PG County Police released records yesterday. The Hyattsville City Police Department had contacted the PG County Police back in March of 2019, and a gang unit, MS-13 Intelligence Squad, had stopped a group of four men in Hyattsville. The group included Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Hyattsville City Police officer indicated he recognized one of the men in the group to be a member of the MS-13 gang. Multiple members of the PGPD gang unit then interviewed four men. They had reasonable suspicion based upon their training and experience. Three of the four men, including Garcia, displayed traits associated with MS-13 gang culture based on tattoos, clothing, as well as information from a reliable source.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
By the way, this in from Fred. The Florida man is a wild guy. Catching alligators and snakes barehanded. A Maryland man, MS-13 illegal, who beats his wife and gets caught by ICE. And so, you know, the difference between a Maryland man and a Florida man.
6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Still coming on the program, we've got Senator Bill Ferguson of Maryland being accused of a solar grift. Top of the hour, James Carville wants a divorce from the Democrats. And we'll take a look at the war on parents, and we have our latest on the MAG update coming up as well within minutes.
You know, interesting, Mary Madeline, by the way, she doesn't do media at all. James Carville, he's on it like white on rice, man. 6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with all the threes all morning long. Once again, AJ Donovan.
I-95 checks in up to speed through Cecil, Hartford, and Baltimore counties. No problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. You get right in on the BW Parkway southbound. That's jammed up from 198 to 197. At 197, all southbound lanes are closed because of an investigation of an earlier crash. And I-95 is all jammed up from the ICC up to 216. No reports of a crash, but it's very slow. And on Route 32 northbound at Parliament Place, the right side of the roadway closed. Just the left lane gets through. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
And today, mixture of sun and clouds, says the Weather Channel. It'll be dry in 76. Tomorrow, cloudy, still dry, and up to 86. And then for Easter Sunday, cooler, cloudy, dry, and 74. 39 and sunny in Owings Mills. And it is 46, rather, and sunny in Arnold. Let's take a phone call here this morning. We've got Steve in Reisterstown.
Hey, good guys, morning. I'll be quick. I just think you got to fight fire with Van Hollen. You find out where he lives, and you make that zip code a sanctuary zip code by executive order.
Yeah, but then everybody else in the zip code's got to deal with that, then.
Oh, well, that'll put more pressure on Van Hollen.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's ruin that neighborhood.
Or
let's
sanctuary block, the block on the block in which he lives. Because after all, the left loves to go to Supreme Court justices' homes and protest outside their house.
Where's the buses at? Start dropping them off at Van Hollen's.
Well, remember when Greg Abbott was sending buses to Kamala Harris's residence in D.C.?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, take a little page out of their book. Good one, Steve. Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great Easter. Once again, this is just typical for Maryland, which I believe is probably one of the most corrupt, if not the most politically corrupt states in the United States. A state lawmaker is scrutinizing the ethics and motivations of Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson's votes on energy legislation and his chamber priorities. Delegate Mark Fisher is calling into question Senator Ferguson. What he did last year, he revealed in an ethics disclosure that he started, he was hired by this company called CI Renew, Baltimore-based solar energy company, as its senior VP and legal counsel. Gee, I wonder how he got that gig. On the same day he was hired, Ferguson signed and submitted a disclaimer of an apparent or presumed conflict of interest in the state's ethics council. And then in January of this year, he said another ethics disclosure saying that I hereby report I'm assisting CI Renewables in seeking a contract, license, or other competitive award with or from Howard County government through a power purchase agreement that was negotiated and executed prior to the state of my employment with the firm. End of quote. But then with 15 minutes left in this year's legislative session, right before signy die, President Ferguson called for a final vote 15 minutes ago. On Renewable Energy Certainty Act. This move marked the bill's last legislative hurdle before hitting the Governor Westmore's desk for final signature. Ferguson voted with a majority to approve the solar energy legislation. And Delegate Mark Fisher said he's got problems with this.
There's a solar grift. The Senate president has a unique conflict of interest. He works for a very, very large utility-scale solar developer. These are the companies that put solar panels and cover up farms with massive amounts of solar panels.
So the question is, look, should it preclude him from being a senator? No. But what it should do is he should recuse himself on voting for bills that would...
Has to do with energy.
Yeah, it's called self-aggrandizement. Anything, any kind of vote. And this is typically called a conflict of interest.
And he negotiates the power purchase agreements, which means he negotiates the agreements between the farmers and the company that installs the panels and the power companies. And so there is a direct conflict of interest.
Yeah, and that direct conflict of interest is you are then thus favoring your form of energy, solar, who you work for, versus other forms or preferences of energy.
Why the Senate president has allowed this to happen and pushed through the solar bill, which gives preference to solar panels over nuclear power or electric generation or solar panels over ratepayers and their electricity bills, well, that's for him to explain.
And look, we all wink, wink, know what's going on here.
Sure.
These companies knowingly hire people in the Maryland General Insane Asylum expecting these kinds of things to go their way.
The rainmaker.
Exactly. So, again, but this is more of the same standard operating business practice or legislative practice here in the state of Maryland.
A little bit distressing. Hey, spring is here. Don't let the stiff or aching joints you have hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements, proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. Now, this incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain a healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. With now, right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to double up your deal. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Coming up, Jim Carville wants a divorce from the Democrats. We'll take a look at the war on parents, and it looks like the Supreme Court's going to weigh in on birthright citizenship. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More ICE arrests, this time in and around New York City.
Authorities say 206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York City area by ICE agents. The arrest focused on the Big Apple, Long Island, and the lower Hudson Valley during an enhanced operation from April 6th through the 12th. ICE officials say more than half of those apprehended had significant criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for serious crimes such as murder and assault, and some were gang members. New York City Mayor Eric Adams backed the arrest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholding a lower court ruling that says the Trump administration must facilitate the return of Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador. The administration says since the suspected MS-13 gang member is off U.S. soil, there's really nothing it can do. President Trump has been unloading on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
When it comes to his feelings about the man running the nation's central bank, the president isn't holding back.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
Donald Trump is upset with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for not aggressively cutting interest rates. He's threatening to fire Powell, saying if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The 20-year-old accused of a deadly shooting at Florida State University Tallahassee is the son of a sheriff's deputy. Two people killed, six others injured in yesterday's attack. The suspect, Phoenix Eichner, was shot and wounded by police who responded to the scene outside the student union. U.S. financial markets closed for Good Friday. Yesterday, the Dow closed more than 1% lower, 39,142. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
The big news is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway is closed. Southbound at 197, it's jammed up from 198. A better alternative is I-95. It's heavy but moving. Northbound on I-95, that's jammed up from the ICC up to 216, where there's a crash blocking the left lane. Route 32 still dealing with a crash northbound at Parliament Place. They have the right side of the roadway closed, just the left lane gets by. I'm AJ Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 42 degrees, and Bel Air, it's 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A 10-year-old boy allegedly fired a BB gun, injured two other kids in Annapolis. One juvenile was shot in the chest just before 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, 900 block of Bay Ridge Avenue. The other was shot in the back of the head less than an hour later in the 1100 block of Madison Street. Police found two 10-year-olds and an 11-year-old nearby. Their parents were notified. Police believe only one of the 10-year-olds fired the shots, but no charges were filed due to his age and the incidents not being qualifying as a crime of violence. Suspect was then released to his parents. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. Abrego Garcia has been held in the El Salvadorian prison after he was taken into custody in Beltsville and deported last month, despite what was called a withholding of removal protection order that he received back in 2019. Van Hollen has posted a message on social media saying the main goal of his trip to El Salvador was to meet with Abrego Garcia, and he has had that chance. One person hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a fire broke out in a Spears Point home Thursday evening. Baltimore County firefighters responded to the home, the 8900 block of Miller's Island Road, shortly after 6 p.m. They were able to rescue a person who was trapped inside the home. Victim was taken to a hospital. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Pick 3 lottery number 646, pick 4, 3705 at 705 next. It's Stein on Sports.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles manager Brandon Hyde tinkering with that Birds lineup last night and reaping the benefits early on.
Well, Brandon Hyde wanted to give Gunnar Henderson a little bit of a breather off the start, chance to watch a few pitches. Left center field. There is your first home run.
Not a big yet.
I guess that was all it took, huh? You dropped the guy one spot in the lineup. You're a genius.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Henderson's first shot of the year, hitting behind Cedric Mullins. Hello in the two spot. Starts a three-homer barrage. And 18 games into the season, the Birds finally get their first series win of the year, 6-2 over the Guardians. Here's Hyde explaining his thinking.
Slow the game down for Gunn a little bit. I just think talking with him, let him watch in the bat before he kind of gets in there. He's a little bit rushed right now. You can tell he's in a little bit of a hurry.
Tomo Sugano, the beneficiary of the Birds' power display, an Orioles season-high seven-innings pitch for the win. Meanwhile, the news not so good for Grayson Rodriguez. He suffered a rehab setback. Pending an MRI, he has been shut down. Alex Ovechkin closed out his historic season with his 897th career goal last night in a 5-2 loss to the Pens. The Caps will host the Canadiens Monday night in their first-round opener in D.C. And finally, one of the great traditions of college football game day is coming to an end. ESPN's Lee Corso announcing yesterday that his nearly four-decade run on the network will end week one of the 25 college football season. Corso turns 90 in August, began his popular Headgear segment in October of 95. Since then, his record, 286-144. That's a winning percentage of 665. Coming up in 30 minutes, what it'll take for Jim Palmer to eat a chicken wing. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're having some issues on air here this morning, but we are still streaming. So, again, hang with us here, and you can stream us by downloading the WCBM free mobile app, or just check us out online at WCBM.com while we work on our transmitter issue for our terrestrial propagation of the broadcast. I know it's technical lingo.
Terrestrial propagation.
Now that I've confused Bruce entirely, the show must go on, in a nutshell.
Terrestrial propagation sounds like you're making babies.
Hour number two, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the birthright citizenship case is eventually heading to the Supreme Court. Actually, it is going to the Supreme Court. We'll take a look at Warren Parents, but top story here is James Carville, a raging Cajun serpent head, wants a divorce from the Democrats.
Yes, it's interesting because he is reaching out loud a position that an awful lot of Democrats have been holding privately for the last half decade, particularly with the emergence of AOC. Now, they're able to tamp down Bernie for an awful long time. They prevented him from being the Democrat candidate at least twice for the presidency. They feel that that's not going to happen much anymore, so they have to do something with the progressives. And Carville says, I know what we do. We divorce them.
So maybe we need to have a schism. Maybe you got plenty different Justice Party, the Working Families Party, the Socialist Party. The only thing I'd ask is just don't use the word Democratic in any title that you have. Because most Democrats that I know are running for office don't want you, your name, don't want you to be part of the deal.
Yes, really. We don't want you to be part of the deal, which means part of the Democrat Party. That just so you take the philosophy and create your own space, which they've already done. But I just wonder, Sean, if this is the same as the on the other side, when the anti-Trumpers were saying, just go ahead and form your own party somewhere else. And the Trump folks were saying, well, excuse me, we're now a majority in the party. And I wonder if the progressives are in the same position on the Democrat side, saying, yeah, you can talk all you want, James, but we feel we're the majority in this party. You want to go somewhere? Fine. You go somewhere.
Yeah, you got David Hogg. Remember him?
Yes.
The camera hog out of the Parkland, Florida shooting. He's now the vice chair of the DNC. And he is vowing he's going to spend Democrat money, big donors' money, to primary Democrats who aren't radical enough.
Yeah.
In safe Democrat seats. So the goal here for the DNC is to put more kooky Marxist lefties in the party.
And what Carville says is, you know, there are a lot of things that the Democrats and progressives agree on, but the Democrats, they don't go for the, let's play pronoun politics.
I don't think we can work together on pronoun politics. This election did not teach you how damaging that is. I don't think there's anything that I can tell you and you say this guy is stuck in another century, not another decade, and he represents nothing to do with the future of our movement, I can accept that. You're not really going to hurt my feelings.
You're not going to really hurt my feelings by saying we disagree. That's perfectly fine. One more from Carville. He says, here's the deal. Progressives, they don't start off by saying, I'm going to run against Republicans. They always want to run against Democrats.
They never run against a Republican. Okay. All they do is run against other Democrats. I don't quite understand why you're so anxious to have the word Democrat in the description of what you do. But maybe we can have a amicable split here. You go your way, and we go our way, and after the election, we come together and see how much common ground we can find.
By the way, his personal pronouns are snake and head. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBU, traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
On I-70 westbound at Route 27 Ridge Road, watch out, they have the right side of the roadway closed for a vehicle recovery from an earlier crash. Southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's jammed up from 198 to 197. At 197 southbound, all lanes are closed, so be prepared for that. 95 is an alternate route that's heavy, but you'll still do okay southbound. Northbound on 95, that's jammed up from the ICC up to 216, where they have a crash with the left lane blocked. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a partly sunny day today, dry and 76. And for tomorrow, cloudy and dry, but warmer, 86. Cooling back down Easter Sunday will be cloudy and dry and 74. So nice Easter weekend. Right now, 45 and sunny in Dundalk, 46 in Edgewater. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
The question is, who will be the first country to cut a trade deal with the new tariffs? Will it be just, a lot of people say it's going to be Japan. Some are saying it might be Italy. Yesterday, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was welcomed to the White House, where she and President Trump seem to agree at least on one thing.
When I speak about West, mainly I don't speak about a geographical space. I speak about a civilization. And I want to make that civilization stronger. So I think even if we have some problems, okay, between the two shores of the Atlantic, it is the time that we try to sit down and find solutions. So I want to thank President Trump for having accepted an invitation to pay an official visit to Rome in the near future and consider the possibility in that occasion to meet also with Europe. The goal for me is to make the West great again. And I think we can do it together.
We can.
Yeah, she's talking about Western civilization.
Yeah.
She wants to make the West great again, and she needs Trump, and of course, you need a bunch of others in some of these other countries. You need to take down the EU, number one. That's they got to go, that's for sure. A bold wisdom this week, the United Kingdom Supreme Court ruled that, again, a man is a man and a woman is a woman.
Wow, what a concept.
That a trans man cannot be a woman or vice versa. So that's at least a step in the right direction. You're wondering what's going on at the FBI? It's worse than we thought, folks. Cash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino have got their work cut out for them, especially when Natalie Winter's reporting that some FBI agents are refusing or are being given the option whether or not they want to participate in the deportation raids.
FBI agents, so these are the sort of rank and file, are actually being given the option to opt out of participating in deportation raids if they do not align with, say, their personal or political beliefs. And the people who are letting them or enabling them to opt out come at sort of the squad supervisor or field office special agent in charge level. And in at least two cases, Steve was relaying to me how a lot of these sort of left-wing FBI, which is more concentrated at the management level.
Yeah, what she's talking about, Steve Friend, who was an FBI whistleblower, is telling her and others that these, you know, that at the supervisor level and the local field office level, that's where they're, you know, these radical left-wing woke FBI agents are now, if you personally or politically don't agree with the president's actions, you can opt out. Now, when you put that badge, when you take a, you swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States, there is no opting out. You follow the directives. You follow the orders. Now, if you can't do that, then get out. Quit. Go find a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, me, I got to tell you, Patel and Bongino, they are in a nest of alligators. And it's going to take a while to right the ship there at the FBI. I think the only thing you really have to do is blow the whole thing up and start from scratch.
The supervisory level, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know to what degree new agents are being trained in woke ways or in lawful ways, but yeah, really, that stuff has to be excised.
By the way, this week, executive orders being signed. President Trump signed an executive order preventing illegal aliens from obtaining Social Security Act benefits. And that would also apply to Medicaid, Medicare. He also took actions to lower prescription drug prices for Americans. The media won't tell you about that. So far, we've had three top Pentagon officials escorted out of the building, and their clearance is suspended as an internal leak investigation expands there. So that there's three, and all of them working on Hegseth's staff. Mm. I don't know whether Hegseth hired him or he inherited him, but we need to find out what the hell is going on at the Pentagon. NVIDIA's AI supercomputers will be built entirely in the United States for the first time ever. Another big Trump victory there. Marco Rubio shut down a government office within the State Department that was censoring the free speech of Americans.
Well, we ended government-sponsored censorship in the United States through the State Department, and let me explain how we get there. This started out, you know, 15, 10 years ago with this effort of let's go after the messaging that Al-Qaeda and ISIS and others are putting to radicalize people. Oh, no, who's going to be against that? That sounds normal. And then it was like in 2016, oh, you know, we had this foreign interference in our election. We need to start targeting some of that stuff. By 2020, it had grown into this movement of, like, actually going after individual American voices. And one of the ways that was being done wasn't just directly, because the guy that was running this thing, Stengel, was actually a guy that was out there saying, you know, Donald Trump talks just like a Russian spy. He talks just like a terrorist. And so do the people around him. But they were also taking money from this program and using it to fund these NGOs, these third-party groups who were supposed to be, like, impartial. Those groups were then tagging. They were literally tagging and labeling voices in American politics, Ben Shapiro, the Federalist, others, tagging them as foreign agents. So you look at it and say, American taxpayers, through the State Department, were paying groups to attack Americans and to try to silence the voice of Americans. And there were consequences. These weren't just a label they put on people. Some of these people got deplatformed, they got taken down, they couldn't communicate. So it was outrageous. So before President Trump took over, they disbanded this unit. They just renamed it and moved it somewhere else. But now, over the last few months, we've worked on it and just taken it down. And to the extent we're spending money now, we are going to spend money on messaging. It's going to be pro-American messaging. And it's going to be incentivizing and protecting free speech, which is threatened in all over the world, including countries that are allies of ours. The best way to counter disinformation, if that's what people are thinking is out there, the best way to counter disinformation is free speech.
Yeah, he's got it. And that would not have happened had President Trump not been elected last November. That's the way it went down.
It's kind of appalling to think that there would be a department that would be focused on censoring free speech.
Yeah. 89 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Tim Kyle wanted me to remind you that as we head into the warmer weather, we're going to hit 86 tomorrow. Want to make sure your AC unit is functioning properly and efficiently. And now's the time to call and schedule your maintenance of your air conditioning with Tim Kyle Electric, which is now branched out to HVAC services as well, bringing that same commitment to excellence, that dedication, and that service to you there as they've done with electrical for years. Interior, exterior, electrical, landscaping, you name it. So they'll come out, inspect your unit, make sure it's operating right and that it's working. They'll give you some coolant if needed, or make sure that you got your filters changed, whatever the case may be. And call them today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com.
723, traffic weather on the threes, A.J. Donovan.
The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound has been closed since about 1:30. Southbound jams up at 198 down to 197, where it's totally closed. And 95 is an alternate route. It's heavy, but it's still moving. Northbound 95 is not moving very well. That's jammed up from the ICC to 216, where they have an accident blocking the left lane. I-70 westbound at Route 27 Ridge Road. The right side of the road closed while they recover a vehicle from an earlier crash. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says today it'll be partly sunny today and 76 right now. Sunny and 50 in Stevensville, 44 in Parkville. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, this is kind of special. Jim Acosta apparently has his TV show somewhere. It was he and Don Lemon and one other guy. Who was it? I can't remember offhand. All sitting together talking trash. And, yeah, I just kind of object to this kind of stuff, but here it is.
Every single week, we have a litigation working group where a large group of us, and I'm talking there's maybe 75 members of the House, sit down every single week with the AGs to talk about legal strategy. This is all going on every single week behind the scenes. It is nonstop, nonstop introduction of bills and legislation, nonstop being on social media as much as we can without being throttled and without the, you know, crazy analytics and doing all these things.
My mistake, that's Laura Friedman, Congressman Friedman, saying the Democrats are working behind the scenes. What's interesting about that, we'll get to the Acosta thing in just 2 seconds. What's interesting about this is that they're working with the attorneys general in various states to see what the attorneys general can do to propagate lawfare. That's basically what she's saying. We're behind the scenes. We're talking with these attorney generals every single week. This big working group of legislators and attorneys general around the country. We talk all the time about what we can do. What that means is what we can do within lawfare to screw with the Trump administration. That's all that it means. So basically, she's saying, here's the quiet part out loud. We're acknowledging we've used lawfare in the past. We're going to continue to use lawfare in the future. And we actually have a group set up specifically to make sure we're doing it efficiently. That's morally corrupt. It has nothing to do with actually the law. It has to do with using the law as a weapon against one's opponent. But that, after all, is who the Democrats are. Now, this is the Acosta cut. It was him. Oh, I know who it was. It was Acosta. It was Don Lemon, and blanking on the third guy. But here he is.
Caroline Leavitt goes into the briefing room. She yells at the reporter. She does something.
You guys don't like Caroline Leavitt, is it?
They cover it, right?
Don't like bullshit, Barbie. Oh.
So that's how you go. You decide you're going to go ahead and characterize her as bull blank Barbie. So let's pick on her for being a blonde lady, because that, of course, can't be allowed. You can't be attractive and articulate and a conservative all at the same time. That's simply not something that's going to be allowed in the conversation. Sorry, can't do it. And that was that's the tone of what the, all they have is snark and hate. You know, that's all they have. They have snark and hate. If they can't convince you somehow to hate us as conservatives, then they want to have enough snarky comments out there that maybe one or two of them will be picked up by somebody else. You know, maybe one or two of them will respond to exactly what they have to say. Well, I guess I've just bitten because I'm doing exactly that. Only to say that what they're doing is reprehensible. If you have a problem with the direction of the administration, if you have a problem with policy, go after it, please. And we can debate the issues one by one as they come up. But if the characterization of individuals is going to be bull blank Barbie, or the same for Pam Bondi is going to happen, the same is going to happen for any other blonde who happens to be in the administration. God forbid you have blonde hair and you're smart. I mean, that's basically what it's saying. You can be smart if you're unattractive and a brunette. But you can't be smart if you're blonde and a brunette. It's not allowed, Sean. It's not allowed.
Yeah. No, they have race, too. So, I mean, it's all part of the fear and hate and race that the Democrats have repeatedly gone to that playbook. By the way, we are still having some on-air problems with the terrestrial radio signal. We're aware of that. We're working on it. But you can still stream us. Download the WCBM free app. And, of course, check us out at WCBM.com, hit listen live, and you can still catch the show there. We apologize and regret any inconvenience. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and he's going to sell your home guaranteed because a database of tens of thousands of people, buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. That's why so many people have utilized Vinny over the years, members of WCBM here, in our radio family, and others in our listening audience have all talked about how great Vinny does at selling your home, and record time as well. Because all you have to do is sit down with Vinny, go over asking price and time frame. Once you do that and you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. It's just a question of when, all right? Usually it's a matter of days. Sometimes not even that long. It could be hours. So what I would do is give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and tell him Sean Casey told you to call. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore County Police investigating theft by deception, allegedly being carried out by Loving Care Pet Crematoriums in Catonsville. The police began their investigation after receiving complaints about the improper disposal of animal remains. They carried out a search warrant at the owner's home in West Baltimore, saying they found a hearse packed with dozens of animal bodies. Investigators also say they found a bag of concrete. They're trying to determine if the company gave that to the pet owners instead of ashes. Anyone who used Loving Care Pet Funeral and Cremation Services is asked to please call police. 10-year-old boy allegedly fired a BB gun, injured two other kids in Annapolis. One juvenile shot in the chest just before 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, 900 block of Bay Ridge Avenue. Other was shot in the back of the head. Less than an hour later, the 1100 block of Madison. Police found the two 10-year-olds and an 11-year-old nearby. Their parents were notified. Police believe only one of the 10-year-olds fired the shots, but no charges were filed due to his age. The incident's not being qualifying a crime of violence. A suspect was released into his parents' custody. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. Abrego Garcia had been held in a Salvadorian prison after he was taken into custody in Beltsville, deported last month despite a withholding of removal protection order that had been placed in 2019. Van Hollen has posted a message on social media saying the main goal of his trip to El Salvador was to meet with Abrego Garcia, and he has had that chance. 7:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 646. Your pick 4, 3705. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
We've got a new accident East Jarrettsville Road at Conowingo Road. Be careful through there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's closed at 197, jammed up from 198. But 197 is closed because of an accident with a police investigation. 95 is a good alternate route. Northbound 95, jammed up from the ICC to 216 because of an accident with the left lane blocked. And I-70 westbound at Route 27 Ridge Road, the right side of the roadway closed for a vehicle recovery. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And at 735 Sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ryan O'Hearn was acquired by the Orioles in January of 2023 in a trade with the Royals for cash considerations. We'll consider it a savvy move by the Birds.
Last time up.
First pitch swinging. High drive to center. Ryan likes the look of it. Thomas will watch it go. Ryan O'Hearn for the second straight night.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. O'Hearn with homers now, as he said, in back-to-back games. And the Orioles win back-to-back games for the first time this year. 6-2 over Cleveland, their first series win of the year. After the game, here's O'Hearn on his journey from KC to Baltimore.
Wow, it's been amazing. Best thing that ever happened to me, coming to Baltimore, getting to play for the O's. Being on such a good team, playing in front of these fans, I've enjoyed coming to the field every day. And
news not so good, however, for Grayson Rodriguez. Manager Brandon Hyde announcing before the game.
Grayson was supposed to throw a side this afternoon. We scratched the side a day or two ago. He went and got imaging this morning. He woke up a few days ago with a little bit of soreness in his shoulder area.
A lot of talent for Grayson Rodriguez, just never available enough. Ovi was available last night for the Capitals.
Dubois drops it off. Here is Strome.
No stick for Poulin.
Slicing through. Poulin got it. Ovechkin scores!
That call courtesy of the NHL on ESPN. A power play goal for Ovi. 44 to close the season for the 39-year-old. 897 on the career. And the Capitals fall 5-2 to the Pens. The playoffs will begin on Monday night in D.C. against the Canadiens. And finally, the Jim Palmer situation with chicken wings. By now, I'm sure you know that Palmer announcing on Tuesday night that he'd never had a chicken wing. On Wednesday night, he said that he wouldn't, after Kevin Brown gave him chicken wings in the booth, said he still wouldn't have the chicken wings. He opted not to. And then finally, after the grand slam by Jackson Holliday, he offered this.
If they hit another grand slam while I'm broadcasting, I will make sure I eat a chicken wing. If they do it tonight, I definitely.
So that's what it's going to take?
Yes.
All right.
And there you have it. And so the question is becomes, which we will talk about in a second, what flavor chicken wing for Jim Palmer?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so first of all, for you guys, bone in or no?
Yes, bone in.
Bone in, definitely. You like the flats or the drums?
I like the drums.
I like the drums.
I like the drums too, man. I like the drums.
Everybody likes the drums.
Okay. What flavor?
I like the Old Bay.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love them nice and crispy.
Right.
Yeah.
Something new. Cake.
Cake wings.
Well, that
cake
would be great wings. For Palmer because his nickname was Cake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Funny how
he
came up with that.
So was he talking about he would eat a chicken wing if there was another Grand Slam in that game or this season?
Yeah,
both. He's broadcasting the game and there's a Grand Slam hit this year, he will have the chicken wings. So they've got to have those chicken wings ready.
Yeah. Well, it's just a nice way of him having chicken wings for his partner the entire rest of the season.
Yes, absolutely. Can you believe he's never had a chicken wing?
He apparently doesn't like the skin. That's what we're hearing. He's very health conscious.
Absolutely. I mean, he looks great.
Yeah.
You know, what is he, almost 80 years old?
Yeah, he's
still doing it. Wow.
Yeah.
This could be his last year, though.
Could be.
Yeah, in his career.
Did they say they're reducing his role?
From 82 to 50.
Yeah.
In his career, he never gave up a Grand Slam.
That's true. And he'll tell you that every time he sees you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And he'll recall every home run he gave up. In fact, he once told a story. I'm going to research this, that he walked a guy with the bases loaded not to give up the Grand Slam.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
I'm going to check that.
All right, All right, check that. That'd be a great story. Right. Thanks, Gary. All right, the war on parents continues. Listen to these stories. In Colorado and around the country, parents can be stripped of their rights to oversee their child's medical decisions by government and by the courts as well. This raises the story of a Colorado man. His 13-year-old son was taking puberty blockers and starting on the path to irreversible, experimental, lifelong medical interventions to transition into a girl. The Colorado government stripped Robert Cameron of all rights to protect his child. And they were able to do that because the child's mother and Cameron's ex-wife used Colorado's affirmation-only legal structure to wage a war against Cameron through the courts. Drake, his ex-wife, joined forces with an activist therapist, and they were able to use government force to push the now 14-year-old boy into the transition interventions, which, if pursued in full, have the power to sterilize, reduce brain development, and cause bone density issues, among a host of other gruesome effects. So the state, the government, if you don't affirm your minor's right in Colorado, which has now become a right, to transition, they will take your child from you.
Brave new world.
Okay?
Yeah.
Massachusetts couple accused of kidnapping their own five children from state custody. A pediatrician reported them for potential child abuse. You know what their child abuse transgression was?
No.
They refused to vaccinate their children. They didn't believe in vaccinations. They didn't want to vaccinate their children. They homeschooled their children, so they weren't exposing them to anybody else in school. So the state took them, and they took their children back, and now they've been charged, and they went to another state. Now they've been charged with kidnapping their own children. In Loudoun County, Virginia, a U.S. Navy veteran and his wife, subjected to the full weight of the government's iron fist, as Child Protective Services, backed by armed deputies, stormed their home and seized their one-month-old breastfeeding infant. According to the father, there was no warrant, no due process, no criminal charge. Well, gee, I guess you'll be getting a visit from Senator Van Hollen soon. This happened not in communist China, not in North Korea. It happened in suburban Virginia in America in 2025 while Trump was president. Where is Glenn Youngkin? If he wants a future as a presidential candidate, you better start weighing in and then these issues.
Yep.
Parents in Burlington, Massachusetts, furious after students there as young as 11 were asked sexually explicit questions in a survey, which is sort of like commonplace now in most of our public school systems. Government-run schools, not good for your kids. Sorry. They're just not good for your children.
Yeah.
If you can, get them out. Homeschool, charter school, regional school. And it's a good thing we're busting up the Department of Education. Here in Maryland, Attorney General Anthony Brown advocating against parents. There's a case heading to the Supreme Court next week. Mahmoud versus Taylor involves parents who sued Montgomery County Board of Ed over alleged violation of the religious liberty. Issue here is a list of LGBT Rainbow Mafia books to be used in language arts classes. And there was no opt-out for parents. One of those books was Born Ready, the True Story of a Boy Named Penelope. In it, it says, I love you, Mama, but I don't want to be you. I want to be Papa. I don't want tomorrow to come because tomorrow I'll look like you. Please help me, Mama. Help me be a boy. Okay? Very young kids. Another book, listed in the curriculum, is What Are Your Words? Details a child's decision to change his pronouns like the weather. Says, I sometimes use all the pronouns I can think of. My pronouns are like the weather. They change depending on how I feel. And a number of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim parents sued Montgomery County District to opt out. They wanted just the ability to opt out. They wouldn't let them. And so now it's going all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, which, by the way, has a history of protecting parents' rights. I hope Amy Coney Barrett wakes up in time to weigh in on this one.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM 680. Make that happen right now, because we'll get to Choose Your Fake News right after traffic and weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, here's A.J. Donovan.
In Baltimore, Kirk Avenue remains closed from East 25th Street to Exeter Hall Avenue because of a water main break. There's an accident on Jarrettsville Road near Conowingo Road, so be careful there. On I-70 westbound on the on-ramp from Ridge Road to 70 westbound, that is closed because of a vehicle recovery from earlier, and the BW Parkway jammed up from 198 to 197 where the roadway is completely closed because of an earlier crash. 95 is your alternate, but 95 northbound, that's jammed up from the ICC to 216 because of a crash with the left lane blocked. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a mixture of sun and clouds today, but dry and 76 tomorrow. Boy, a warm day. Cloudy with a chance of a passing shower and 86. And then on Sunday, it'll be dry for Easter Sunday and cooler. But highs around 74. So nice stretch of weather here in the next few days. Right now, sunny 48 in Pasadena, 46 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner today. We've got WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug is our prize, and our contestant, Ida, in Reisterstown. Good morning, Ida.
Morning, Ida.
Good morning. Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or last?
Second.
You want to go second? Okay, very good. Here we go. Story number one. A student who created artwork included the assassination of President Trump was displayed in the window of a campus building at Kent State has now agreed to remove the display. Kent State had previously said that the Trump assassination art would remain up. An image of Trump's head impaled on a pike with a message, "We only have to get lucky once." Story two, with controversy ongoing over a judge ordering a deported MS-13 gang member to be returned to the United States, President Trump joked yesterday that El Salvador and he might cut a deal, that he might bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia home if El Salvador would keep Senator Cory Booker when he visits. The White House press corps gasped audibly while the Italian prime minister laughed. And story three, a transgender Miss Maine USA contestant will face off against Jordan Hudson. That's the 24-year-old girlfriend of head football coach at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Bill Belichick. Isabel St. Cyr, a 24-year-old male who identifies as a female, is all set to compete in Miss Maine. All right, there we go. Story one, we finally are going to take down the Kent State Trump assassination art. Story two, Trump jokes about bringing Garcia home in exchange for Booker. On story three, the Miss Transgender, or Transgender entering the Miss Maine contestant against Bill Belichick's girlfriend. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, sadly, I have no problem believing the Trump assassination art, so I could see that being true. And I could see another transgender in a beauty contest. I'm going to say number two. I didn't hear the whole Trump thing yesterday. He could have said it, but I'm going to say number two.
All right. Kristen goes to number two. Ida in Reisterstown?
I agree with number two because I don't think that they would be joking at such a tense time. So I'm
going to
go with number two.
All right. Ida picks number two. And Bruce?
The Kent State story, probably true. Miss Maine, probably true. So by process of elimination, I'm going to be a copycat. It's number two.
Okay, everybody, what's the story number two today? President Trump joking about he'll bring Garcia home if El Salvador keeps Cory Booker if he visits. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. Ida, you are a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Although it's not a bad idea.
Put you a hold until you get your prize as well. Have a great Easter weekend. Appreciate that. 7:48, don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. But we have these stories that we just did all across the country, Bruce. They are, and again, it's going to take a while for Trump to, he's trying with getting trans out of women's locker rooms, out of women's sports, and getting DEI out, and getting the Department of Education, because I think a lot of this comes from at the federal level, this curriculum.
Yeah.
But again, some of it is state generated, and in Colorado, that's a state policy. Massachusetts, obviously, Maryland is also. Now, I understand. I just heard from Dr. Carrie Wright, who is the superintendent of schools, and she says she will comply with Trump education policy. So that might be a little bit. And House Bill 161, remember that was the bill?
Yes.
That they were going to not let you opt out for the sex and gender ID curriculum like Colorado, or rather like Massachusetts, whichever. Again, that was all shelled out. They replaced another bill. So there's some minor victories here. But this war continues to be waged against parents in this country.
It's astounding. You would think that at some point, we would all collect. I thought we'd said it already. I think we'd all collect and say enough is enough. And we said that, but I guess we figured that would end the game. Apparently, it's gone into overtime.
Yeah. And again, if you're a parent who does not want to vaccinate your child, so be it. I understand that the schools can keep you out of the classroom, but if you're homeschooling anyway, that is your job as a parent. Look, it is not the job of the state or the city or the county or the federal government to be parents. They're not there to, they're not, it again is, and look, there have been numerous, we'll have to get the guys on from the Beckett Fund on who are representing the parents from Montgomery County to talk about that case because it's before the Supreme Court next week. There is a numerous precedents at the Supreme Court level siding with parents. Government is not a parent. They wish to be your nanny, but they are not your parent. That is for sure. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410 410- 866-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As I mentioned, we are having some technical difficulties with our transmitter and antenna system here, so the terrestrial propagation of the broadcast is missing at this moment, but you can still stream us, WCBM.com, and download the free WCBM mobile app. And so that's the best way right now. And you really should have that on hand. Just even if you listen to the radio first and foremost, you really should have that downloaded onto your smartphone. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And just keep it in case if you prefer to listen over the radio, that's great. We love you. If you stream, we love you too. It's just two different ways to listen to the program. But in case you do lose the radio portion of the broadcast, it would always be a great idea to head over to the app.
Yeah, and if you're on 795, when you pass BJ's, just wave at our antenna array. It's right there. And wish it get well. You know, send it a good get well card.
Well, that's the other station's antenna. Ours are out in Granite.
Ours have moved now.
They're out in Granite, Maryland, off not too far off Liberty Road.
Well, I'm not going to take it for granted, that's for sure.
Exactly.
753, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
No delays on the Baltimore Beltway or at the tunnels as you head southbound on the BW Parkway. A big delay from 198 to 197. The southbound BW Parkway is closed at 197 because of an accident that happened about 1:30 a.m. They're still doing an investigation. 95 is your alternate route. 95 northbound still jammed up from the ICC up to 216 because of an accident there. On I-70 westbound, the ramp from Ridge Road, Route 27, is closed while they recover a vehicle from an earlier accident. And there's an accident on Jarrettsville Road near Conowingo Road. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Easter weekend weather here on Good Friday today. It's going to be partly sunny, dry, and 76. For tomorrow, cloudy, dry, and 86. Getting up there. And then cooling down for Easter Sunday. But it's going to be dry and cloudy and 74. Right now, partly cloudy, 47 in Glen Burnie, 46 in Bel Air.
It's kind of interesting. We've been talking about birthright citizenship here for ages. I know that I've been talking about this issue here behind this microphone, Sean, for about 25 years. And we have an administration now that says it's time to get serious about birthright citizenship. Go back and read what the people who actually made it happen were saying at the time, the 14th. And the birthright citizenship applied not to people coming overseas, from overseas. If you were an ambassador, you came here and had a kid, that kid was a child of wherever you happen to be from. If you're French, your child would be French. It didn't apply to those individuals. It didn't apply to those individuals simply walking across the border and declaring, guess what, I'm now an American citizen. Didn't apply if you came across the border and gave birth in a hospital in Nogales, Texas, because somehow that made you an American citizen. It applied to ex-slaves to make sure that their voting rights were protected. We finally have an administration who says we should take a look at this because it's getting to be a very, very serious issue. Donald Trump found out while he was on camera that guess what? SCOTUS is going to take a look at it.
I am so happy. I think the case has been so misunderstood. That case, birthright citizenship, is about slavery. If you look at the details of it, the signings of it, everything else, that case is all about slavery. And if you view it from that standpoint, people understand it. But for some reason, lawyers don't talk about it. The news doesn't talk about it. That's not about tourists coming in and touching a piece of sand and all of a sudden they're a citizenship. You know, they're a citizen. That is all about slavery.
And interestingly, Sean, this issue has never been in front of the Supreme Court before.
There have been other issues similar to it. Wong versus Ark is one of them. But
that applied to a Chinese citizen.
Correct.
Who was already here.
Right.
and wanted to claim American citizenship.
What's going to be interesting in this case, and they've actually extended the session to accommodate this case, normally ends very early in June, so it may we might be get into July with the Supreme Court. It's this much of a landmark case, a very important case. And so it really comes down to originalists. If they go back and they look into the Federalist Papers, and they go back and they look into the author of the amendment itself, and they read the history of the amendment, I have a very good feeling about it. But if not, if they rely on, you know, some case history of some other immigration decisions that they made, then it's a very iffy deal. So, and I'm sorry, I don't trust Chief Justice Roberts at all, and Amy Coney Barrett really gives me the willies, too.
Yeah, well, that's always been the case, though. Not even on her legal theories, just she's always giving you the willies.
Yeah.
It's something that you have a personal issue with. But look, I think it's a serious issue, and I think it is time for the Supreme Court to look at it. Some time ago, actually, Josh Hammer had a piece in end of January this year over in Town Hall. He said that it is emphatically correct that Donald Trump say, let's take on birthright citizenship.
I hope the lawyers talk about birthright citizenship and slavery, because that's what it was all about. And it was a very positive, it was meant to be positive. And they use it now instead, not for slavery, they use it for people that come into our country and they walk in and all of a sudden they become citizens and they pay a lot of money to different cartels and others. It's all about slavery, and if you look at it that way, we should win that case.
1868, that's when this happened. 1868, when they passed the 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, and here's the key phrase, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that's key, are citizens of the United States and of the state where they reside. Now, this is actually do away with Dred Scott. That's what the intent was.
Yeah, and I think the other key, which you rightfully point out there, is that Native Americans did not get that citizenship until much later.
1920s.
So the 14th Amendment, if it didn't cover Native Americans who were actually born here, who did it cover?
Yeah, because the logic at the time was Native Americans were actually residents of the tribal areas, which is a different jurisdiction entirely.
All right. Coming up, Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy will join us to talk about his budget and more. But Wallace Roofing, I want to tell you about it. Now's a great time, springtime, to get Wallace Roofing out there to visually inspect your roof. 15, 20, 25 years older, or older, I should say. You get wear and tear over age. You get the contraction, expansion of winter, summer, heat, et cetera. And it just beats down on a roof because it's the most exposed element of your house on a regular basis. So call Wallace. He'll come out, visually inspect your roof. If it needs repair, like I did, or if you need some gutter work, like Bruce did, they can do it. Been doing it for 90 years. They offer 0% financing. These are all employees of Wallace Roofing, no subcontractors whatsoever. Any kind of roof, commercial, residential, non-conforming, any shape of roof, skylight, gutter, you name it, they've got it at Wallace Roofing. 410-655-3700 is their number. 410-655-3700. Tell them we told you to call. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's reaction to a deadly school shooting in Florida.
It's a shame.
Two people were killed, a half dozen injured in yesterday's attack on the Tallahassee campus of Florida State University. Mr. Trump maintains more gun control, not the answer to this kind of violence.
As far as legislation is concerned, this has been going on for a long time. I have an obligation to protect the Second Amendment. I ran on the Second Amendment, among many other things.
In the president's words, the gun doesn't do the shooting, the people do. In this case, police say the person who did the shooting was a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy. The suspect, Phoenix Eichner, was shot and wounded by police who responded to the scene outside the student union. Luigi Mangione expected to appear in court today in New York City, a day after his indictment on federal charges stemming from the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old Mangione has pleaded not guilty to federal and state charges in the case. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President President Trump's plan to do away with automatic birthright citizenship.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
El Salvador's president, insisting Kilmar Abrego Garcia will not be released from prison, has allowed the suspected MS-13 gang member to meet with Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen. Van Hollen went to El Salvador hoping to bring Abrego Garcia back to Maryland. U.S. financial markets, including Wall Street, closed today in observance of Good Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
No slow spots on the Beltway and 95 and 895. No stop and go before the tunnels. As you head on the BW Parkway southbound at 198, it jams up down to 197 where the southbound lanes are closed because of an earlier accident with a police investigation underway. 95 is your alternate route there. Northbound 95 jammed up from the ICC to 260. Because of an accident blocking the left lane there. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 40 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, a bit warmer at 47. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One person hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a fire broke out in a Sparrows Point home yesterday evening. Baltimore County firefighters responded to the home, 8900 block of Miller's Island Road, shortly after 6 p.m. They were able to rescue a person who was trapped in the home. The victim was taken to a hospital. Cause of the fire remains under investigation. The state fire marshal's office says human remains were found in a home that caught on fire in Cecil County. The Cecilton Volunteer Fire Company and neighboring firefighters responded to Kent Road in Earlville late Wednesday. They found the person's body inside the mobile home. Baltimore County Police investigating theft by deception allegedly carried out by Loving Care Pet Cremations in Catonsville. Police began their investigation after receiving complaints about the improper disposal of animal remains. Investigators carried out a search warrant at the owner's home in West Baltimore. They say they found a hearse packed with dozens of animal bodies. 10-year-old boy allegedly fired a BB gun and injured two other kids in Annapolis. One juvenile shot in the chest just before 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, 900 block of Bay Ridge Avenue. Others shot in the back of the head less than an hour later, 1100 block of Madison Street. Police found the two 10-year-olds and an 11-year-old nearby. Their parents were notified. Police believe only one of the 10-year-olds fired the shots, but no charges were filed due to his age. The suspects have been released to their parents. It's 8:05 on WCBM. A lottery numbers. Pick 3 was 646. Pick 4, 3705. And next, it's Dine
on Sports. Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's not often the Cincinnati Reds come to town, but it'll happen tonight with Cade Povich taking the hill at 7:05. Povich trying to follow up a stellar performance by Tomo Sugano last night. 7 innings pitch, 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks, as the Birds benefited from 3 more home runs and beat the Guardians 6-2, take their first series of the year. After the game, Sugano deliberated when asked how it felt to pitch his best game so far in the majors. Meanwhile, the Birds wishing that Grayson Rodriguez could just pitch in the game. Oh, the translation. Yeah, I forgot about that. I caught you on that one. Here it is.
It's only one game that I've been able to pitch like this, so I have to keep accumulating these outings.
There you go. We'll continue with that. Meanwhile, the Birds wishing that Grayson Rodriguez could just pitch in a game. The right-hander has suffered a rehab setback. He's been shut down now, pending an MRI. The Washington Post reporting that MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred met with President Trump earlier this week at the White House. This coming after the president said in February that he would pardon baseball great Pete Rose and criticized MLB for barring the all-time hits leader from the Sports Hall of Fame for gambling. And finally, in the wake of the on-campus shooting at Florida State University, all weekend sporting activities have been canceled, including 7th-ranked FSU baseball, 4th-ranked FSU softball, and a couple of spring football practices. Coming up in 30 minutes, the oldest rivalry in college lacrosse renews tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up in this segment on our Newsmaker Hotline, we are joined by Harford County Executive Bob Cassily. And oh, what a difference a year makes. Mr. County Executive, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's great to be here. Good Friday morning with you.
Yep, it is a good Friday morning. Before we get to the budget issues, I just wanted to get your reaction to the verdict in Victor Martinez Hernandez and the now a convicted murderer in the death of Rachel Morin.
Yeah, so it's great news to have a conviction. Obviously, it doesn't bring back Rachel and solve all of her problems for her family and the trauma they've been through. But my congratulations to State's Attorney Healy and the whole team over there for a great victory, and for the jurors that sat and listened to the really horrifying the facts of that case. Those folks, their dedication to return such a quick verdict. Justice is being served, but we all know that justice doesn't undo the terrible trauma that's been inflicted.
So. Yeah, I just wanted to look at it. You had two high-profile murders in Harford County. Yeah. You had Rachel Moore and Kayla Hamilton. And Harford County and the Harford County Sheriff's Office, they're 287G participants. So even with helping with the federal government with the detainers and ICE and so on and so forth, it does not make an argument that if the rest of the state isn't doing it, it's not worth a damn.
Well, yeah, it really, you're right. I mean, and if the rest of the country doesn't do it, clearly we're pretty darn far from the border, and these crazy open border policies at the national level combined with the sanctuary state policies at the state level and then the rejection of the 287G programs at the state level have made us a target, and no county was safe from this, and we're I-95 county, so it makes us even more vulnerable because we're right there on the major highway in the country that really would attract folks and make it easier to move north and south. But yeah, it's got to be everybody involved in this stuff, and the just the sheer lunacy of the pushback on the 287G program, which all that program does is it says when somebody is arrested and is in your jail, they've been arrested for something like some crime had nothing to do with their immigration status. When they've been arrested and they're in your jail and you're processing them as you would process anybody else going into your jail, and you review it, and if there's an ICE detainer, before you release them, you say, ICE, we're getting ready to release this person. You have a detainer on them. Come on by and get them. That's all that does. And to say, well, we're not going to do that. How absurd. How absurd to just say we're just going to flaunt the immigration laws. This isn't about protecting people's rights. This is about flaunting the federal laws that are there to protect innocent people, like Rachel and Kayla, and in flaunting those really common sense provisions in the federal immigration law. The result of that is, as we see here in Harford County, two beautiful young lives lost and the ongoing trauma on their families.
Yeah, one would wish, Bob, that somehow they were a more direct consequence of taking the stance that we're not going to notify ICE. For example, if you choose to not notify ICE, then fine. If you're going to release that individual, you can stay in your guest room for the next month. I mean, to me, that would be an appropriate approach, and see exactly how far that goes down the road.
Yeah, I look at these law enforcement officers and the struggles that they take to try to identify and round up perfetrators, and every time they do that, the risk that has not just for the law enforcement officers but the community, because they can't operate outside of the community, and so any time that you're having to do detention operations where you're going after people out of the community. There is a risk. There's a risk of innocent lives. Things can always go wrong and shots be fired and innocent people be killed. It's so much better to be able to eliminate that risk by engaging in law enforcement in a detention center where everybody's already been frisked. There are no weapons. And it's a real calm, logical way to do this and to take that kind of stuff out into the society. So, you know, let's just roll the dice. And maybe when ICE confronts this person later out in an apartment complex or in a mall, that maybe they'll become violent, turn violent, and fire shots, and some people will be killed. We'll take that risk because, hey, we don't want to cooperate with ICE. This is just such an absurd outcome.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to segue over to the budget in Harford County. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. And
once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
It's a wonderful day for traffic in Baltimore. No slow spots on the Beltway and no stop-and-go getting into the tunnels. South of Baltimore, though, the BW Parkway jammed up from 198 to 197. At 197, the BW Parkway southbound is closed because of an earlier crash and a police investigation. 95 is an alternate route. Northbound 95 jammed up from the ICC to 216, where an accident blocks the left lane. And in Baltimore, Kirk Avenue still closed between 25th and Exeter Hall Avenue because of a water main break. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Getting late word of an accident, major accident on Marriottsville Road. So be careful if you are using Marriottsville Road here this morning. Don't have an exact location of that accident yet, but I know it is a bad one. Weather. Weather Channel forecast says it's going to be partly sunny today and dry and 76 right now. We're looking at a very nice morning. It's sun is up, and we've got some warmer temperatures. We're getting there. Right now, 48 in the city, and it is 48 in Reisterstown. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Harford County Executive Bob Cassley. Last year, a lot of controversy, a lot of pushback, blowback regarding budget issues, education, sheriff's office. You are proposing, Bob, fully funding both this year. What's the difference?
Well, you know, when we came in and we were facing a $90 million structural deficit and folks sort of stuck on a sugar high of large federal spending, and we came in and said, hey, this is the good times are over in that regard. We've got to rein in spending. Folks pushed back really hard, and they were reluctant to see the good times end and fiscal austerity come in. So we struggled with that for 2 years with folks, and managed our expenses, did everything we could to increase revenues, and not stifle the economy. So now we're in the third year. We're seeing the payoff of what we had done over those 2 years of working with folks, making folks understand that you can't grow at 10 or 11 or 12% when the revenues are growing at 4%. And so it was a lot of work to do that. There was a lot of pushback. But now in the third year, I think folks that are beneficiaries of the taxpayers' dollars have now recognized that, hey, when we said that the economic austerity was essential, we predicted that. Now they see the rest of the state is jumping on. And when we first said that revenues were not high enough, we got so much pushback that said we didn't know how to estimate revenues, that we were wrong in how we budgeted. Well, 2 years later, everything we said came to true to the exact dollar, and everything they said was wrong, you know, wildly wrong. So we estimated revenues right. We worked with them and said, now that you understand the revenue picture, let's look at what we can do for you. And we've worked carefully and very closely with all these, with both the police, with the schools, and make them understand what we can do and try to fund their needs. Clearly, public safety is our number one priority. On that, our police officers are getting about 6% raise. Average sheriff's deputy will make about $106,000 a year. We're fully funding the sheriff's 2022 salary study that recommended these rates. So we've met those figures. We turned to our schools. They came in initially at a budget that I said, you're just totally not realistic. Let's look at this, please, and let's go back and look at a budget that's more affordable. We worked carefully with them. They came in with a much more reasonable budget, and we also agreed to look not just at 1 year, but looking 3 years out and how we could grow revenue to meet a more reasonable budget. So we've sat down. We worked together carefully. And recognize that the goals that they had in spending were based upon a totally unrealistic level of spending that would have required big tax increases and increasing debt. So once we got folks to understand where the true economic picture was and demonstrated our commitment to efficiencies, and we worked really hard on just our own side of the government in just reining in spending of many things that we did on efficiencies, from eliminating leases and how we do procurement, how we do risk management, so many basic governance operations to hold down expenses. And we asked the folks that we support. I mean, remember, of all the money we collect, only about 45% out of that money, it goes to the part of government that I control. The other 65% is basically block grants that I give to the schools, the state attorney, and the like. So asking them to join us in efficiency. So we're on a good track here in making sure that we don't spend beyond the taxpayers' means, and that's the whole goal here. Is government can't grow faster than our revenue stream. If it does that, that means tax increases. We're not doing tax increases. That would be a terrible thing to inflict. Even more tax increases, especially in Maryland, in light of what the state's done to our taxpayers.
Is it fair to say that the sniping between the county executive's office and the sheriff's office has ended?
Look, I was never sniping. I mean, I got to tell you, I understand that folks were not happy when I made tough budget decisions, but I made those decisions. People weren't happy. I stuck to my guns and said, hey, I cannot fund this. I followed the studies that had come out. I followed the science. And so I understand that people get really irate with that. But we make decisions not out of any kind of antipathy. My budget decisions are all made solely upon the bottom line, which is how much revenue is there, how much can we, the taxpayers, afford to spend. And I respect what everybody else does. I respect our school system, our teachers, our police. My goal when I came into office on policing was the most important thing to do is to pay your deputies. That you know where you're trained, what your buildings look like is secondary and tertiary to. Do our active deputies have good frontline equipment, good police cars, good radios, and good salaries? Let's do that. That's what the deputy told me they wanted most, and that's what we've continued to fund. So we're continuing in that vein. And my hand is always out to anybody to work with everybody. We're open to discussions and ideas, but I'm not open to tax increases. I'm not open to doing things that our taxpayers can't afford. If you want to do it, show me how the taxpayers can afford it. It's got to be within their means. So we look forward to continued cooperation. I think it's a great budget. It evidences our willingness to govern based upon the facts, the evidence, and really just fiscal conservative fiscal policies.
Very good. Harford County Executive Bob Castley, thanks for joining us. You have a great, happy Easter, Bob.
You all, too. Have a great Easter.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, talk to you soon. By the way, that budget now on the way to the Harford County Council, which will have to approve the final spending package. You'll have some budget work sessions. And then the public hearings, if you're interested, are May 7th and 15th at 7 p.m. in the Council Chambers on Bond Street in Bel Air. Day 22, the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, there for you should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And one of the great things about Michael and his firm is they have a history of just incredible service to their clients. They put your recovery as the priority in their law firm. And that's why they take out a lot of the little things that other firms won't touch, like the diminution of value if your car is totaled in that accident. A lot of law firms won't take that up as part of your claim because, frankly, there's just no money in it for them. But Michael takes a holistic approach to not only you, and you healing from your serious injuries and getting back to work, back to your job, back to running the family, etc. But to make sure that your possessions, your car, your transportation, your means of transportation, and dealing with the insurance companies and doctors and so on and so forth, they do it all from A to Z. So remember the name, Law Office of Michael E. Friedman, 410-363-6848. Don't forget their website, maflaw.com.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 823 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes, A.J. Donovan.
Watch for police activity on 895, the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel Thruway, just past Lombard Street. No word on any lane closures. Southbound on 95 and 895, no delays getting into the tunnels. Southbound on the BW Parkway, jammed up from 198 to 197. At 197, the BW Parkway southbound is closed completely, and that's because of an earlier accident. Police investigation continues. Northbound on 95, jammed up approaching 216, where they just cleared an accident there. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Weather Channel says partly cloudy today. It'll be dry, 76. The clouds continue into tomorrow, but remaining dry, but much warmer, 86. And then mostly cloudy and dry and 74 for Easter Sunday. And right now, we're looking at 51 and mostly cloudy in Dundalk and 51 and cloudy in Edgewater. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:25 on a Friday morning. Time once again for us to head to the Big Top. Please enter the Big Top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, because we have something special for you this morning. Please watch as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and yes, out steps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, trying out a brand new regional accent. Let's see how it goes.
Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud. Abuse. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market too. When he talks about rapists and criminals, he should look in the mirror.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with her brand new regional accent. We're not quite sure what the region is. I think it's somewhere between Kansas and Valley Girl. But there was one phrase, one word, Sean, that she used that I think is just a charming new way of pronouncing it. I think it's what you and I should be doing from now on whenever we say that word.
Stock market two.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Two. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, AOC.
By the way.
Yeah.
She right now, the top two polling Democrats are Kamala Harris and AOC.
Yeah.
And AOC just raised $10 million.
It's a new accent.
In the first quarter. So she, you know, again, I would take her seriously. I know we like to mock, we like to have fun.
No. I think
as we did with Barack Hussein Obama, but I think she needs to be taken seriously as this entire progressive Marxist oligarchy nonsense that they're. And it cracks me up because Bolshevik Bernie is out there fighting oligarchy, spending $200,000 on private jets and appearing at Coachella where it costs $600 to get in. You talk about elite oligarchies. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think it's marvelous because she's out there doing something similar. She's out there fighting Olive Garden. And so, in other words, he's going to fight the oligarchy and she's going to want the extra piece of bread. So I think.
Are you saying it was an Italian accent that she was mimicking?
I don't know. It could have been Italian. It could have been French, too. Two.
What is it about Democrats that have to affect these false and these accents? Be it, I ain't no ways tarred. Remember Hillary?
Yes, of course.
They always do. Kamala Harris did it. There are many others that did it as well. So it's just crazy.
First question to ask, I suppose, in any press conference she has, just to make sure her bona fides are in place, is in your purse, do you always travel with some hot sauce? Because, I mean, that's something Hillary used to great effect. I mean, I always have hot sauce in my purse. And I know, Sean, that you always have hot sauce.
Did you say you always have hot sauce in your purse?
No, not me, man. No, what she says.
You have a man purse? Is that what
Hillary,
talking about?
No, Hillary Clinton says she always has hot sauce in her purse. It works so well for her. There's a hot sauce pussy game. Hey, listen, I got something you got to pay attention to, and that is, if your roof is holding up or not. We're getting into the summer now. Maybe your roof is saying it's time you listen up. Water spots on the ceilings, leaks around the chimney or skylights. or worse, mysterious drips when it rains. Now, that's trouble knocking. And that's why I trust Wallace Roofing, a third-generation family-owned company that's been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subs, no shortcuts, just top-quality work on residential and commercial roofs. And, boy, they do everything. Steep or flat, metal, gutters, downspouts, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, they even do 0% financing. So if your roof is showing signs of wear, don't wait until the next big storm turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. Please tell them Bruce Sully sent you. MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Coming up next, the hear from Patty Morin once again, as she has just really been beyond belief as to why a Maryland senator did not reach out to her, but did to an MS-13 gangbanger. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has met with Kiomar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador. Abrego-Garcia has been held in an El Salvadorian prison since he was taken into custody first in Beltsville and then deported last month. He had been under a withholding of removal protection order that he received in 2019. Senator Van Hollen posted a message on social media saying the main goal of his trip to El Salvador was to meet with Abrego-Garcia, and he has made that meeting happen. One person hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a fire broke out in a Sparrows Point home Thursday evening. Baltimore County firefighters responded to the home in the 8900 block of Miller's Island Road shortly after 6 p.m. They were able to rescue a person trapped inside the home. Victim was taken to a hospital. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. State Fire Marshal's office says human remains were found in a home that caught fire in Cecil County. The Cecilton Volunteer Fire Company and neighboring firefighters responded to Kent Road in Earlville late Wednesday. They found the person's body inside the mobile home. And Baltimore County Police investigating theft by deception allegedly carried out by Loving Care Pet Cremations in Catonsville. Police began their investigation after receiving complaints about the improper disposal of animal remains. Investigators carried out that search at their owner's home in West Baltimore. They say they found a hearse packed with dozens of animal bodies. Pardon me. They also say they found a bag of concrete. They're trying to determine if the company gave that to pet owners instead of ashes. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Lottery numbers, you'll pick 3646, pick 43705. And now at 833, A.J. Donovan, traffic and weather on the threes.
I-83, the Harrisburg Expressway northbound at Mount Carmel Road. Watch out for reports of debris in the roadway. On Racer Sound Road northbound at 7 Mile Lane, a right lane taken away with emergency utility work. Southbound on the BW Parkway jammed up from 198 to 197. At 197, the BW Parkway is closed because of an accident and a police investigation. 95 your alternate route. That's wide open, beltway to beltway. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde decided to shake things up a bit last night. Kevin Brown explains on Masson.
Gunnar Henderson moved down to the two spot today. Well, Brandon Hyde wanted to give Gunnar Henderson a little bit of a breather off the start, chance to watch a few pitches.
Slash left center field. There is your first home run.
Not a big yet.
I guess that was all it took, huh? You dropped the guy one spot in the lineup. You're a genius.
Henderson starts a three-homer barrage, and finally 18 games into the season, the Birds have won two in a row and get their first series win of the year, 6-2 over Cleveland. Tonight, Cincinnati is in town. Kate Povich takes the hill at 7:05. Daryl Strawberry says Major League Baseball needs to focus on developing and marketing the game in the inner cities in order for the percentage of black players to increase. Black players comprise a 6.2% of the opening day rosters this year, up from 6% last year, down from 18% in 1991, approximately 30% of MLB players are of Hispanic or Latin descent. Caps on the ice last night in Pittsburgh to close out the regular season.
Dubois drops it off. Here is Strome. No stick for Poulin. Slicing through. Poulin got it. Ovechkin scores!
Call courtesy of the NHL on ESPN. A power play goal for Ovi, 44 to close the season. 8.97 on the career for the 39-year-old. The Caps fall 5-2 to the Pens. They open playoffs Monday night in D.C. against the Canadiens. College lacrosse, the rivalry renews tonight. 8 p.m. in College Park. Third-ranked Maryland, Johns Hopkins for the 119th time in the school's history. Jays lead at all times 67-50. There's been one tie. It's interesting. The Blue Jays list this as the 128th game between the two schools, counting nine more games in the series before men's lacrosse was an official varsity sport at Maryland. Terps are 9-2, Hopkins 6-6. They're 0-4 in Big Ten play and in danger of missing the NCAA tournament. Big high school girls lacrosse tilt yesterday in Anne Arundel County. Number 3 Severna Park rallies in the second half. They beat St. Mary's 7-6. The Falcons are now 9-0 with wins over nationally ranked Spalding and St. Mary's. High school baseball yesterday, Calvert Hall defeating Spalding in extra innings. 7-6 the final. The Cards improving to 7-5 in the MIAA conference. And finally, if you've ever had a bad case of the hiccups, you can relate to this. On WFAN in New York, fill-in host Chris Lopresti has had a bad case of hiccups for the last 3 days. The other day, 4 hours entirely on the show. Callers called in with remedies. Here's one from Barry in West Orange, New Jersey.
What's happening is your diaphragm is in spasm. I get this all the time where they're just around, and you're just going to have to pull the trigger. Take two fingers, stick it down your throat, and reverse motion. You might throw up, you might not, but just reversing the motion of your diaphragm, they will go away, guaranteed. The rest of this fugazi stuff, we're seeing out of your mind.
Ever happened to you guys at all?
I've had hiccups.
Hiccups, yeah. On the air?
Two, you know, fingers?
Two fingers down the throat.
Only two fingers I've had is like two fingers of scotch. It's different.
Oh, man. The time is 8:37. When we return, a walk with the bases loaded for Palmer is indeed better than a grand slam.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I knew I had read this, and I was accurate. Tim Kirkchin, the Hall of Famer, used to write for the Baltimore Sun, did a piece with Palmer about his career. And Palmer did admit, because Kirkchin had looked it up, and he started to list a bunch of names. And by the time he got to the third name, which was Carlos May of the old Chicago White Sox, Palmer said, oh, yeah, those guys. I walked those guys intentionally, unintentionally, with the bases loaded, because I figured I didn't want to give up the grand slam. And so when he says I've never given up a grand slam, he's accurate.
That is hey, I've come up with a great, I think, remedy, a solution for an ongoing issue here. We have the Justin Tucker issue.
Yes.
He might lose that Rofo commercial.
Well, I think he already has, perhaps.
And then we got Jim Palmer, who's never had a chicken.
Whoa!
So what I'm suggesting is that Rofo hire Jim Palmer to be their new spokesperson, and he can hawk the chicken wings.
That's perfect.
And anytime an Oriole hits a grand slam, the entire city gets a free order of six wings from Rofo.
You know, I got to tell you something. I didn't think much of you before I took this job, but you are incredible.
Wow.
You're tremendous.
Wait a minute. Before he hired you, you didn't think much of him?
Right. But now...
He told me that in the interview.
Probably not something you want to say on air.
I already have.
Too late.
But the marketing acumen of Sean Casey.
There you have it. You never know what's going
to
happen. No.
And what a way to close out the week.
It is. All right. Thanks so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Have a good holiday. Rest of the Passover.
Thank you. Same to you.
Into the Easter weekend. It's 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mike is in Clarksville, and here we go.
Here we go.
Remedies for hiccups.
Hey, Mike.
Hello. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Very good. When I was young, we would take a glass of water and put a paper towel over top of it and drink the glass of water without taking water to get rid of hiccups. Used to work then. I don't know now.
Did you say you would drink the water without taking water?
No, drink the water. You put a paper towel over top of the glass, and you drink the water so the level of water is really above your lips, so you're not taking any air.
Oh, okay. I see. I got you. All right, you know, try it. I mean, I very rarely get them. Now I'm going to be jinxing myself. But when I do, I just usually exhale and hold my breath, and it kind
of
subsides. Do you blow in a brown paper bag?
Nope. I read a piece a long time ago that part of hiccups are occasionally caused by complex carbohydrates, carbon hydrates in your body. So I had 2 spoonfuls of sugar.
Carbon hydrates? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what they are. Science talk, Sean. I have no idea. Truly. Not a clue.
All right.
But
we're going to have to revoke your membership in Maha, that's for sure.
2 teaspoons of sugar, just dry. And the complex molecules in the sugar absorbs the gas to cause the hiccups. It works.
Okay. Right.
I don't know. Or it's an old wives' tale. Don't tell me. You diabetics, ignore what I said.
Jeez.
I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
All right.
Don't pick on me. I'm a cripple.
Yes, for the moment.
For the moment. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, we had Bob Cassilly on last half hour. Jeff Gaylor took the time to talk with the media over the last couple of days about the Patty Moran case, the Rachel Moran case. He said that this was a horrific case. He hopes to never see anything like it again.
It wasn't just a homicide. It was horrific. And she had to sit there through the court process and listen to the graphic detail of what this monster did to her daughter. It's heartbreaking. And we have another case in our county. Kayla Hamilton, her mom Tammy, was also interviewed on some of the news places this morning, who suffered the exact same tragedy that does not need to happen, because we need to get a handle on our border. And thankfully, the last election went well, and President Trump is doing just that.
Yeah. He says that the left has lost their mind. He takes a look at surrounding jurisdictions where they're not taking care of referring things to ICE when it's rather obvious they should, and saying, it's because these people are not referring these cases to ICE that some of the most dangerous illegal criminals or illegal aliens are actually on the streets, not just in his county, but throughout the state.
The far left has just lost their mind. Prime example of Senator Van Hollen going down there to try to bring a terrorist back to the United States. Our legislature tried to stop us. Thankfully, that failed. But we're continuing to cooperate with ICE and move criminal illegal aliens from our community so we don't have more stories like Rachel or Kayla Hamilton and more broken families like you see from Patty Moore. And it just breaks your heart to see her.
Now, here's a little nugget. Apparently, Van Hollen has never taken the opportunity to pick up a telephone and call any of the loved ones who have lost members of their family. Never.
Oh, he's so good at constituent service, though. He'll follow them to the ends of the earth, even to the...
To El Salvador.
El Salvador.
Yeah.
Where he, has
kind
a...
Frankly, that's just
chips,
disgusting.
Salsa, margaritas.
Yeah. He's going to go to El Salvador and chase this guy, but hasn't had the decency to pick up the phone call and say, I'm so sorry this happened.
No, because he needs his vote.
Amazing. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
Starting off on Reisterstown Road, northbound at 7 Mile Lane, emergency utility work takes away the right lane there. I-83, the Harrisburg Expressway, northbound near Mount Carmel Road. Watch out for debris in the roadway. I-95 southbound in Harford County at Mountain Road. Watch for a crash on both shoulders. All the lanes are open and there's no delay past the scene. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway closed at 197 because of a serious crash there. 95 is your alternate route. I'm AJ Donovan with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast. It is for your Easter weekend going to be a partly cloudy day today. Dry and 76. Tomorrow cloudy, still dry. 86. And then on Sunday, Easter Sunday, those egg hunts are going to be safe. Cloudy, dry, and a high of 74. Right now, we're looking at 41 and cloudy in the city, and it is, I'm sorry, 51 and 51 and cloudy in Reisterstown. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
So, you know, this has become a pretty much commonplace thing now, no matter where you go, supermarkets, whatever. They have this thing called Roundup. You can round up your charge, for instance, if you're to the nearest dollar, and that goes to various charities. Well, Taco Bell, did you know when you round up your change at Taco Bell, you help some of their employees pay for college?
I did not know that.
Here is Crimson Price, Taco Bell employee, with her customer appreciation story.
I am graduating college completely debt-free because of Taco Bell. If you work there, you can apply to get a scholarship. It was, what's your name, your GPA, and then all you had to do was create a 2-minute video talking about what you would do with the money. In total, from working at Taco Bell, if you only had to work 6 months, I received $40,000 just from you guys donating your change every time you go to work. Every time I'm in that Taco Bell drive-thru, I'm like, yes, I would like to round up my change.
Wow. $40,000. That's I'm wondering if all the employees, you know, or just she just happened to be the beneficiary of this particular one. I don't know. But that's just that's a great program, no doubt.
Helped her, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is Crimson Price, Taco Bell, and there you have it. So back to Sheriff Gaylor, and we'll hear from Patty Morn.
Yeah, Sheriff Gaylor, in talking about Chris Van Hollen, is not exactly full of warm and comforting words.
I mean, in our community, we would screen him working with ICE, and hopefully they would decide to take removal proceedings for just that reason. And he's been through removal proceedings before, and they asked for him to be removed, and yet he was still here. So kudos on the Trump administration for removing the criminal. Horrible on Senator Van Hollen for wanting to bring him back.
Yeah. And Van Hollen's, I mean, again, I can't get inside the guy's brain, but something tells me something in firing quite right there. And Patty Morin, I'm not going to repeat much of what you heard earlier this week, her testimony when standing beside Caroline Leavitt. She was brought to the microphone, and she testified as to what she had to endure in this trial and the images she had to see that she had not even seen before. But after reflecting, she said, look, one of the things that puzzles her is, why are authorities not taking care of her family, of other American families? And instead, you have people like Van Hollen saying, I've got a great idea on how to spend my time. I'm going to El Salvador to see if I can't have a chat with an illegal alien that was kicked out.
We are American citizens. Why should we allow people like this, violent criminals that have no conscience at all, to murder our mothers, our sisters, our daughters? So we have to look at it as we are American citizens. We need to protect our families, our borders, our children.
Yeah. Not an unreasonable situation, not a reasonable proposition for any parent to say, no matter what part of the country you happen to be in, and for politicians like the Democrats, like Van Hollen, to say, no, what's not important is that. What's important is that I get a little bit of camera time by going down to El Salvador. To me, that's morally corrupt. I'm sure that Van Hollen has some kind of a justification. But again, the facts on this guy, Garcia, was kicked out of the country. Why? Because two judges found him to be a member of MS-13. What is MS-13? Among other things, it is a designated foreign terrorist organization. fine. You want to be on MS-13? You're not going to do it on our soil. Not a hard, complicated thing to figure out. Go do it somewhere else. Go do it in El Salvador, for example. And again, he didn't want to go back to El Salvador because, according to his statements in 2019, he didn't want to go back because of danger from, quote, other gangs.
Yeah, and there are many of those other gangs. But here's the point. When we talked about this yesterday, the withholding order that a judge signed off on to try to keep him in this country is vacated by the fact that when MS-13 was designated a foreign terrorist entity, it is in the president's authority, executive authority, to remove all foreign terrorists or any members that are deemed to be a member of a foreign terrorist entity. It wipes out that withholding removal order. So, again, this idea that Van Hollen's talking about due process now, if you're in the country illegally, you don't have documents, you can't prove that you're legal, out you go.
Yeah.
Okay? There is no due process. If you can't prove that you're in the country legally, or you're not a resident alien, you're a documented immigrant, if you can't prove that, out you go. That's simple.
You know, as Chuck Whitaker would say, see ya.
Right. And you got, right now, you have 1.5 million criminal illegal aliens that need to be deported, okay, that are running around our country. And then there are 2 million more, what are called paroles. These are people that they get paroled. They get, it's a temporary free status, free stay in the country. When their parole expires, out they go. So you got 3.5 million people you have to get rid of in the next year or two. And it's going to be interesting to see, because here comes every single media outlet. They've picked this one, MS-13 Maryland man, but there's going to be another one, and there'll be one right after that.
Yep, so sure.
Gird your loins. You got to have a steel spine and get rid of. And the Trump administration so far is doing that, and that's good news.
Now, by the way, you can always check out Loin Girders Are Us for loin girders in your size.
Day 51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
For years, we'll be thinking right up there with Krista McCullough and Sally Ride. They will think of Gail King as an astronaut who literally the day before was on her morning show talking about delightful summer salad recipes. And, oh, yeah, I get to ride on a rocket tomorrow. Gail King is suddenly right up there with John Glenn, right up there with Buzz Aldrin, because she rode a rocket.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're at The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yeah, well, there you go, mocking our fine astronauts like Gail King and Katy Perry, who has contributed so much to our understanding of space.
Great remorse that we did not turn Gail King into an astronaut. Imagine if she was stranded on the ISS for like 9-10 months or so.
You know what would have happened? They would have figured out a way of broadcasting from there every damn morning. You know that's the case. They would have said to them, some production
system, how about this?
Make this happen.
We could launch the entire crew of The View up there. We could call The View from Outer Space.
That's right. Perfect. The man's a genius, folks. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Friday morning. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's A.J. Donovan.
On Reisterstown Road, northbound at 7 Mile Lane, you'll lose a right lane because of emergency utility work. On I-95 southbound near White Marsh Boulevard, an accident off to the right shoulder, not slowing things down at all. And on I-95 north and southbound near the Tidings Bridge, watch for police activity. Southbound on the BW Parkway, that's closed at 197 because of an accident with a police investigation. I-95, your alternate route there. I'm A.J. Donovan with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. a.m.
All right, your Easter forecast. Good Friday today. It'll be partly cloudy, 76. The heat comes tomorrow, cloudy and dry and 86. Look at the smile on Kim's face.
Yeah,
and then on Easter Sunday, it'll be cloudy and dry and 74. And right now, it's a nice morning. A little cloudy skies, a little overcast, 51 right now in Owings Mills. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. This is good news right here. This is what I like to hear. I'm going to play golf this afternoon. Boating tomorrow. Oh, I'm taking a minute.
You got the whole weekend ready to go.
I am ready to go.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this my whole life. Oh, man. Of course, we got lots to talk about today. I know you guys have been talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and the fact that he did end up getting that meeting in a hotel restaurant with Kilmer Garcia. Interesting part, and I could not believe it because, you know, here you got Chris Van Hollen. He uploads the photo of them just having these glasses of water in front of them, and he's leaned over. You can't see much of Kilmer, right? And so that's what I saw at first.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. If you're trying to show everybody that he's in good health and he's doing just fine, wouldn't you have a straight-on shot? Because I looked at it, I'm like, I'm looking at the side of his head with the ball cap on. I couldn't really see him.
It was the Kansas City Chiefs bowl. You always hear about the ones that don't win. They print out the hats ahead of time.
Yeah.
And of course, the Chiefs lost. I guarantee you that's a Chiefs Super Bowl champion's hat he's wearing.
It did look like it. Yeah, it did. And so, but I thought that was interesting because that was what he was trying to do, show everybody how healthy he was. Well, he looked healthy. He looked well-fed. Didn't look like he was tortured in any way. But I guess, you know, people in line were telling me there's no way to know that, Kim, so keep it to yourself.
Believe me, if he didn't look healthy,
then
we'd be hearing all about it from Van Hollen and the rest of the Democrat toadies.
Right.
Look, it's not about him. It's about Van Hollen. That's why the picture was framed that way.
Yeah. Well, not only that, because then I saw the president of El Salvador. He posted the pictures with the margaritas in front of them.
Right, yeah.
So they were sitting there, you know, sipping margaritas and got the salt on the rim, right? Didn't leave that part out. Got the salt on the rim. I was looking at this like, wow, they went all out for this guy.
That C-cup prison's really tough.
Yeah. It might be really tough.
Well, you know, they use rail margarita stuff, so it's...
Oh, right.
You know,
this is rail. That was rail tequila. Rail, right. Yeah.
Who uses that?
But then even the tattoos. I finally saw the tattoos because President El Salvador posted those pictures, and everybody blew up the one tattoo of Kilmer's knuckles.
Right.
Where you see it was the MS-13 on his knuckles.
Right there.
And you can't deny this fact. So this guy, at some point in time, was, in fact, in MS-13.
Here's the point. I said this earlier this morning. In order to be initiated into MS-13, you must make a kill.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't get in MS-13 unless you've killed someone.
So you're saying, they, you know, him hanging out at Home Depot with the MS-13 members, that's not how he got in there? Hanging out, shooting dice at Home Depot?
No, that's not how they work.
You're
back in the loading
dock? Right. I mean, yeah. So this is what's so crazy about it, because there's still people praising Senator Chris Van Hollen online. And I'm like, guys, number one, he's not coming home. Number two, we now have proof that this guy was, in fact, an MS-13.
Right.
What more do you need? It's just, it's so hard.
Just get ready. There's going to be many more of these to come over the next couple of years, because there's a lot more criminal illegal aliens are going out the door.
That's true. Yeah. And Senator Cory Booker, he needs his photo ops. There's others, you know, that need their photo ops. We'll talk about that, obviously. We're going to talk about birthright citizenship that's going before the Supreme Court. Question of the day, you know, do you think the Supreme Court is going to rule in Trump's favor, which is obviously, you know, and I still believe that this is awful. Having a baby here, I don't think means that you should be able to be a citizen.
Founding fathers never intended for anchor baby concept. They just never did.
But they switched it around, interpreted different ways, because they, you know, that's what they do with the Constitution anyways these days. But I think that they're going to rule in his favor. But of course, there are some people wondering whether or not.
Yeah, you worry about Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. Those are the two that concern me.
Yep, so we'll keep an eye on that. Okay. And then last but not least, a local story right in Annapolis. The young kid that was shot in the face with a BB gun by the other 10-year-old, and no charges filed whatsoever because he's 10 years old.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
So sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. What are those parents going to do? I mean, what do you do? There's no justice here. None at all. And who knows what, you know, what happened to this kid as far as, you know, they're going to be long-lasting health issues to this disfigure his face. I mean, this is
the trauma alone.
Yeah.
That could be devastating.
Right. Getting shot in the face with a gun. I mean, yeah, it's a BB gun, but that's the trauma that he's going to have from this.
All right.
Well, so much more.
Coming up next, Kim plays the guy. She's fired up today. She's got that weather glow, you know, is what they call it. All right. 8:59, you listen to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Just a traffic note, we now have learned that Marriottsville Road is closed. There's a bad accident on Marriottsville Road. So if you use Marriottsville Road, take an alternate route here this morning because it is closed as of this moment. And I want everybody to have a happy Easter weekend. We're back Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.